I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Oh, man. I don't know what's going on in the news today. Oh, yes, I do. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Brian Hammerjack Show. We're global. We're worldwide. My ratings are higher than I am. That's pretty good. Again, we're worldwide. Headline, Fat Boy. Trump faces about 30 counts in New York grand jury indictment. It's all over the news. I feel like I'm late to the show. I'm late to the party. Former President Donald Trump is about to face 30 documents on fraud-related charges in New York City connected to hush money he allegedly paid to cover up an affair. Imagine paying over $130,000 for a prostitute, a porn star, to have somebody sleep with you. $130,000, probably more. Can you imagine? I mean, how bad are you in bed that you have to pay that much money? I was complaining with $39.95. One time I went to the 99-cent store to see if I can get laid. I was on a tight budget. I was in college. Yeah. Two sources familiar with the matter told NBC News after he was indicted Thursday. And he's not happy about this. And then we're going to hear from Donald Trump Jr., the son, you know, cocaine cowboy. He talks about this indictment and he's really upset. He's almost on the verge of tears. And we have somebody in the studio. I don't like to keep people waiting. I'm thinking this is Mr. Solution. Good morning, 1111111. Good morning, 1111111.
Yes, hi, Brian. You sound good. You sound well.
Hey, do I really? I'm faking it.
You
I'm
do.
I'm an actor. God bless you, my son. I'm an actor.
Okay. You're a great thespian.
Hey, I'm heterosexual, you.
That's with the T, Brian.
Hey. Yeah, and the A follows the after the T. I know what's going on with your secret code.
Okay, Brian, carry on. I'm just listening out here. Just a little listener.
You're a listener, my friend. This
yes,
show is
sir.
Full of chaos. This is somebody asked me once what this show is about. It's chaos. It's a train wreck. It's a train wreck.
Well, you know, one of the greatest comedies in history, at least in terms of payoff, the Seinfeld, I don't know how much of a fan you are of it.
I am.
I certainly became a fan. I still watch some of those clips, but that's the greatest grossing comedy in history, from what I understand.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do. I do, because you can almost relate to the functional characters, and it's not so over the top, but it's cute. It is really cute, you know.
Not really. No, I can't relate to them. It's funny, I can relate to them being that way, but doing the things that they did, no. I mean, but I see people, like, everybody needs to be, as a defense. And, you know, I started this theme yesterday.
Right.
Everybody needs to be a little bit socio/psychopathic. I hate to say that, Yeah, because otherwise we get cheated.
What do you mean?
I mean, just what I said.
How can you get cheated by not having empathy towards something or caring about something?
Because there is none flowing your way.
Empathy, you pussy. Grow up. Get a pass. There you go.
You see what I mean? If we're bathed in a sea of socio/psychopaths,
right. Like
narcissists, et cetera,
yeah.
Then of course we get cheated. Remember, I shared something with you yesterday. Now I may have to fight because of that, which is okay. I'm up for a good what?
Yeah, because we're gonna pick on you.
Well, no, not here. No. I don't.
Oh yeah.
The people.
You don't whisper to the devil and not get burned.
Yeah, but you have to understand which ones you're whispering to, you know. But
okay.
Guys, I have an arsenal, by the way.
I know you do.
Oh,
you got a
yes,
tough
sir.
Skin, too. No, you got a tough skin, too, Mr. Solution.
I don't know about all of that. I mean, I can cut the mustard, but I'm not
right.
That tough. I mean, and if it is, it's a defense. It's not as though I'm tough to be tough.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, not many people can hang in this room and take the abuse. It's not like you're just here one time. We've known each other for at least 10 years. I remember the first time.
You better multiply that by something. Go ahead.
But I remember the first time you called into the show. I remember the very first time you called into the show. You had a date at a coffee shop. Do you remember? And you called in.
I do that often.
That was your first time. We did a relationship show or whatever. You called in. We started talking to you. You were going to meet some lady at the coffee shop. That's what you said. And we're asking how the date's going to go, what you're going to do. I think that was the first time you called in. Am I correct?
No. I probably called in long before that because I do the coffee shop thing all the time. I mean, that's an MO of mine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you don't want to take skinks out and feed them, you know. It's like giving a man dessert, you know. She goes out and especially when one is just getting to know a woman. See, women in America are squirrely. And this is something I was going to say about Pat. This shows my sensitivity. I was thinking about Pat yesterday, and we should interrogate her as to why she became uncomfortable, because probably that was the point at which she could learn. And the other issue is this.
Yeah,
if women don't want to hear what men say, then they don't like men, and they are unrealistic. Because men have a point of view, too. And it's not just to serve and kiss women's asses.
You make a great point. And I don't emphasize this enough. You make a great point. Because when we're on a show, we're men. Women don't hear men really get together. Like, we don't hear women really get together. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
we're not
we do. Yes, we do.
I don't know. If we're not at a hen party. At a hen party,
Hold on. Society
a group
is
of
bathed
women.
In estrogen. Don't you bullshit me, buddy. That's all we hear, a women's point of view.
No.
Every damn show on TV, from Dr. Crystal Ball to, Harry Hippie. Everybody is spouting the bullshit
of women. That's
women
performing and setting airs. No. When you actually get
say that again. It came across
I'm
as
gobbledygook. I'm saying
gobbledy
when you're hearing the voice, the view, or whatever you want to call it, and all these little chat shows or whatever was about women, these are women putting on airs. These are women performing. These are women trying to appease the sponsors. But you got to – I mean, I was in one sitting with my – way back in the day, and she brought over three of her girlfriends. And these bitches, man, they are vicious. They are cruel. Right.
Now, let me just stop you right
there.
And this was my quagmire. Okay, this was a definite quagmire for me.
Right.
If Pat, and I say if, like my math professor, and I loved it when he did this, he used to camp out in the library. He would turn around and look at that blackboard, and he would say, chalkboard, whatever, and he would say, if and only if.
Yeah, you're dating yourself.
I love that particular expression.
You're dating yourself.
And I still do, by the way. But look here, this is the point, though.
Do they use blackboards anymore?
And
I mean, wait a minute.
I thought about this for about two deep minutes. Well, maybe one and a half.
Right.
And I said, wait a minute. If she's friends with Brian, Brian can go in the sewer quicker than any super plumber. Brian can be in the sewer.
I'm a Ninja Turtle. I live there. Yes.
There you go.
I do.
So I'm saying it is a bit of cloak and camouflage if she acts as if she's turned off. And I'm saying if and only if. That's the condition.
I don't know. Could be something
else. Wait a minute. Let me just finish.
She could be listening. I think Pat, I tell you the truth, I think Pat's listening right now. To tell you the truth, I think.
Well,
I
hope the hell she is. Did you think
I
wasn't?
I hope
she she should get in here. And not only should she get here, she should stay her buttocks here.
Yeah, especially with those G's, baby. You know, G's.
We like volunteers, and then we draft their asses.
Well, I'm always trying to – I noticed that I'm looking at my ratings and they're up. So that means other people are listening that haven't listened before. They're coming to this show and say, what the fuck is going on here? I don't know.
Now,
don't
one other thing, and it's this. My hat's off to the transgender women. And I would take this fight to any damn conservative. Now, I don't fight with conservatives very much because we agree on the same damn thing. I would say I and conservatives agree about a good 80 to 90% of the time, and the other is not worth dealing with. However, this I vehemently disagree the way conservatives kiss women's asses without reservation, and so
ass that tastes like candy.
I understand, but that's a different context. But the only thing is, see, they're going to cull the herd. They're culling the herd simply because women have no natural herd colors. Because if you let a group of animals just run mamby-pamby, and they'll kill themselves because what will happen, the weak, the sickly, they'll overpopulate, they'll overgraze. So this is an argument that I know Sarge is amenable to. And Sarge is, you know, he's coming around. I'm going to get him on the religious thing next. That's the next, the theological, philosophical. And he used the word epistemology the other day. I love epistemic, epistemology, whatever. I'm going to get him on that next because I'm going to save his – well, God is going to save his behind, you know.
Why is he being saved? He sounds great without being saved.
Yeah, but getting back to the central
point. He believes
in
the Lord. He believes in the Lord. I'm sure he does. I believe he believes in the Lord. I'm sure he does.
Yeah, philosophically he does. It's hard to escape God philosophically for the thinking person. But look here, let me get back to the central issue. That is a central issue. But hold it for now. See, women need a natural
spanking. Spanking on the
No, we're not there yet.
We're not there.
Too. Of course,
I'm usually there in the first
day. They need natural boundaries, and see, they don't have any. Because
the
lady
I
go on her show, and I'm going to bring this to her, she'll say, well, I always bring up the issue of equality. Okay, women fought for equality. But what they'll do is, and this is the best of conservatives, they switch. They'll say, okay, women are equal, but they're different. They're equal, but they're different. Hey, handle the difference at home. That's where you handle the difference. Handle
That's
the
it.
Difference in your personal life. Not your forensic life. Not your public life.
Exactly.
Say again?
That's how you handle a woman. I like the old days.
Well, come on. I'm not
there.
Saying that. That's okay.
Oh,
everybody
not, oh,
understand. That's Brian.
Oh,
see,
okay.
This is Brian deep diving in the sewer. And this is.
Wait,
Brian, this is.
I thought we were going down that road.
Listen.
You made it left
and
the highway.
If Pat does, if and only if, I go back to my conditional expression, if and only if, got offended, she's a hypocrite if she's friends with you normally. She's hypocritical.
Well, we don't know. We're assuming. We don't know.
Until
that's
why
I
said if and only if. Repeat that after me. If and only if.
If
that's
and
the condition.
Only if. Yes. We don't know. Pat's a lovely lady. Pat's been around. Pat's not a rookie. Pat has been
this is not her first time around the block. So, but we want to see, because people can and are duplicitous. Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
they
are duplicitous. That is a word. Look it up. It starts with a D.
Oh, come on. Anyway, people play these games. They play these mind games. You know, they kind of limp. They go into limp mode. And, you know, I don't buy that bullshit. One thing I don't like is bovine scatology. I don't like that stuff. Except for fertilizer. Except for fertilizer.
Let me tell you something. Women are very simple. We just make it complicated. Women are very simple. They want basic things and they're happy with basic things. We're the one who drives more into the bigger house, the bigger gate, the bigger car, the yacht, the whatever. Women are very, they're very satisfied easily. Give them a nice little house, picket fence, give them three kids, one doesn't have Down syndrome, you're okay. You're good to go.
Well, I'm going to have to call you on that. I don't concur with that. That may have been true once upon a time. However, with social media, with all the people, because I read, I follow people much, much younger than I am, still adults, but much younger. And so what has happened is, and this is particularly true in your first world, i.e. Western countries, right? Women have been so pumped up. And see, women are, most women are not in touch with reality. So they see this stuff on social media, TV, you know, the rich housewives or the basketball wives or the wives of super rich aliens, whatever, right? And they think that that's real. You have women demanding You have single mothers who are very much depreciated in the sexual marketplace. Right, they're demanding $400 dates, and if you ask me on a date, and you don't offer to pay for my babysitter, and also for my bastard child's meal, nothing against the child, but the child is a bastard. For a date. You know, but all that is a fun girl anyway. I mean, a single mother, especially a voluntary single mother, is nothing but a fun girl.
Okay, fun girl. Okay, let's welcome you, fun girl, F-U-N. Let's welcome Melissa into the studio. Talk about fun girl. She brings the F
Hello,
into
Melissa. Blood. No, Melissa is a stellar woman. She's married and she stays married. That's very important.
You miss Mr. Solution being sensitive towards women.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello,
Melissa. How are you today?
With Solution about this. The women are easy to satisfy. I agree that they aren't.
Right?
Yeah, are not. I agree.
That's what I just said. That's what I just confirmed
I agree with
Brian.
And Brian, my husband is he's kind of a minimalist person, and I'm not. And that's probably the hardest part of our thing, you know, because I have these big ostentatious dreams, right? And he'll have to, cut me down. And I get mad for a while. But you know what? I think he's right. Right? I do. I can get above myself, believe me. And I know that. About the house and about things. You know what I'm saying?
And then could you share, if you don't mind, one of those ostentatious requirements?
Or maybe two.
Over coffee, over tea. I want to hear one of those. I'm about to have my...
I want a pool and I want a hot tub. And do you know what he'll, do you know what he'll say to me? We have the ocean 10 minutes from here. You can go swim there.
Practical man.
I like that.
That's what he'll say to me.
I like that. And it's practical. It is. I like that. I mean, really.
I do too. I mean, I say, and not only that, it has salt in it, which is even more therapeutic. And the wave action.
I know. But see,
you get one of those pools that you blow up and put it in your backyard. I mean.
No, that's not. No.
And just sit in it.
But for you,
really
Melissa, I think he should go ahead and go at least a hot tub. For you.
I want one.
No.
I would really.
Those things are bacteria. Oh, my God.
If you keep them clean. No.
There's a way to avoid that, Brian.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay.
Like a petri dish.
Do you want to? You're probably talking about the public ones. Yeah, you're right.
No. I would never. Oh, you know what? I can't even go to the pool. You know, I have bad experience when I was a kid. You know, people peeing, spitting, and everything. And no. I can't even go to a public pool. As I got older, to me, it's like
this.
Can you go to a public pool?
I like a public pool. Yeah.
Really?
Nice and clean. Yeah.
No, it's not. You ever see those little kids in there? No, they do terrible things. Terrible things.
Well, not when I'm around.
They hold themselves. Oh, Melissa's in the pool. Everybody holds themselves.
I don't usually do this, but just based on what I know about Melissa, I'm going to go on record and say if I were in a similar situation. Now, there is a quid pro quo aspect to this. It's not a strong demand, Melissa. However,
I
would go ahead and spring for the hot tub.
Yeah.
There needs to be a quid pro quo element there, though.
Nope.
Maybe not your term.
It was a hot tub.
Hold on 1 second, Brian. You can up your... You can up your reciprocal nature, and this can be in a number of different ways that he likes. That
up your reciprocal nature. It hurts.
Reciprocal nature. Mr. Solution brought up social media, and it is a huge influence on our buying. How we see things, right? And you have to look at it and say, wait a minute.
I'm not a social media person, but I hear what you're saying, Melissa, but I'm not a social media person. I'm thinking they're 99.9, they're morons. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't care what they have to say.
I'm not saying advertising and things.
Okay.
I've had to look.
Once in a while,
I'll get
caught up in TikTok. You know, some of those are.
I don't watch that.
Oh, you don't? Some of those.
No, I don't like
not the practical jokes that people are hurting themselves, but there are some.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Some of the baby things are cute, and some of the puppies are cute. But
watch that all night. I see that stuff. I like that stuff for animals and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did Pat come back today, or did you call
her? Well, we were just talking about her. We were just talking about her before you came in.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pat is listening. Oh, wait a minute. My little Huckleberry's here.
My little
Huckleberry Hound is here. You know, I think I'm going to play. This is for you, Stanley, before I open up your mic. And I do mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're my brother. And I was thinking about you the other day. Let me see. Okay, here you are, Stanley. I want to send this to you because I was thinking about you. You're my brother. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm in a gym for you, Stanley.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey,
Brian.
Mr. Solution's here too, Stanley.
Yeah, Mr. Solution. I am very disappointed in what happened yesterday.
I knew this was going to happen. This was going to start.
Oh, boy.
What we were talking about, I guess I'll get to the point because Stanley only has a little bit.
Hey, Stanley, I was thinking about you also. So, hello. Glad to hear from you.
Oh, really?
Glad to hear you. Wow. Glad to hear from you, Mr. Solution.
By the way, Brian, I think that's an inappropriate song, but nevertheless, look, I am going to make myself available. I am so committed to this. I'm going to let me just give you my layout just for a moment. I'm going to make myself available to the transgender group, and I'm going to donate to their causes, but I'm going to narrowly tailor my interest and support. It is only to the degree that they oppose cisgender or biological women. That if they come to me with anything else, any other issue, I'm just going to pretty much go silent and play it off. That's going to be my singular focus. Proceed.
Yeah, but Mr. Solution, like I said 2 days ago, the fault is because we accepted this. We should have never opened that door. Now they're calling it cisgender. They're calling it another category, cisgender men, cisgender women, and because we opened the door. When you don't tell the truth from the beginning to a man who has a mental problem and tell him you will never be a woman. I don't care what kind of operation you do. I don't care what kind of organ you do. You're a trans woman. That means it's a man basically dressing up, getting warmer. You'll be a man. I don't understand. I'm sure it must be something mental. I'm sure it must be something crazy that you think that you're a woman but you're in the body of a man, or you think that you're a man in the body of a woman, but you got to accept it.
Well, look here, I'm going to agree and disagree with you. I understand what you are attempting to say. However, this is a new era, right? And things do come along for a purpose. There's what's called serendipity, and I think this is quite serendipitous.
That with her works.
Excuse me?
I went out with serendipity.
Right. This is the thing. That's a good name for a girl, by the way. Look here, a good girl. What I'm saying is simply this, is that these trans, woman has a limited application. And see, that's the problem. We attempt to make it a spreadable. For example, if a woman sits down before
that was
an employer.
I'm going to comment about the spreadables. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Too easy.
If a woman sits down before her employer, right, or her potential employer, she's an applicant at this juncture, and he starts to talk to her about her reproductive capabilities or intentions or whatever, that's inappropriate. And see, we can think of other things like that. We can morph from whatever gender we are into a neutral professional, which no longer has the tags of gender, nor should it. So if you can understand that analogy, and I could give you others, what we're saying is that woman has a limited application. And that when that Miss Tunja Brown refused to answer what a woman was, I agree with her for two reasons. Number one, she was applying for a very lofty position, Supreme Court justice, right? And that was a loaded question anyway, because that question was only to unfold into other questions that would lead to her non-confirmation. So she brilliantly tap-danced on that, and I agree. And you would have done the same thing had you understood what the stakes were. Nevertheless, I'm just going to make this statement again, and you, hopefully you'll mull it over. And that is, gender or woman, let me be very specific, has a limited range in the public sector. She's not always a woman, and it was women who said we want to be treated equal and equally, and therefore we should give them what they ask, what they demand.
But
this
is
the problem.
Go ahead. Mr. Solution, the problem with what you're saying, if you're going to the denomination of the first black woman and everything, first of all, if you're supposed to be the first black woman nominee in the superior court and everything, how could you
be the Supreme Court?
How could you be the first black woman when you can't even define what's a woman? Second of all,
well, I just told you why she did what she did. She was responding what we call in kind. That was a loaded question designed to trap and derail her ascension to the Supreme Court justice seat. Now, just do this. Transpose yourself in a similar position and just ask yourself, would you just play the game and go ahead and lessen the controversy and get nominated, or would you go ahead and fall into the trap? That's all you have to ask yourself, because that was a trap.
Yeah, I would basically answer the question. I would say, what's a woman?
Is that
the
pussy trap?
Woman?
Right. Well, see, what I'm trying to say to you, Stanley, and it may take some time for you to get adjusted. Woman has a limited application, limited. It has boundaries.
I'm hiring temporary. It's temporary. But you know what I'm saying? Wait. I agree with you, Mr. Fisher, but hold on. Stanley, hold on. Stanley, what brings you into this lovely studio? What's on your lovely little mind? Because I know you
didn't
come
to
talk. We know what it is. The finest president, the best president, got indicted. You know what? Yesterday, come on.
You know, I went out with women who were foreign. I went out with foreign women. I went out with a woman who was Russian. I went out with a woman who was Romanian, Italian. I didn't go out with a woman who was German. I just banged the shit out of her in the hotel room in Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood Boulevard. But it's still, I guess I went out with her. But they used it, but they used to have one thing in common. They used to have this one word in common: shame. Shame. We don't have that word anymore. When you are impeached, not just once, but twice, first time in history, you're making history as a bad person. Where's the shame? Now you're indicted. You still have no shame because you're yelling at everybody. You're attacking people. Shut your pie hole, bat boy. I mean, I knew that Trump was going to get it when he kept taunting the AG, the district attorney.
Brian, there was no reason, there is no way that it should have been done, first of all. And if we're going to go to the two indictments.
He broke the law.
He didn't break the law. There's a lot of information that is just saying. They're saying that basically the lawyer paid, it's the lawyer of Donald Trump, Cohen, that paid Stormy $100,000, whatever money in the amount, and everything, because he wanted her to shut up and not talk about it. That's number one. Number two, she said in a book, or she said in a thing, that she never slept with Donald Trump. So
what?
Why would somebody pay you? Yeah. There's a statement.
Where did
that
you hear that? Come on, Stanley. Where did you hear that?
Yes.
Hey, Brian, I want to say this. First of all, Brian, what you just did is so unfair. Yes. See, what this does, if you hold the mirror up, what it does is it proves the absolute evil and the lawlessness of the other side. Because to be impeached is only to go to trial. They didn't convict. See, there's more than the part, there's more to impeachment than what you just left the impression.
But
that
we're not going to go into details why not every president.
No, I'm not going into detail. This is the detail. He was not convicted on either impeachment.
It doesn't matter. Okay, let me tell you.
It does matter. It matters a lot. It means they didn't have the evidence.
Like a guy hitting a woman.
Wait a minute, hold on. It means they didn't have sufficient evidence to convict in the impeachment. And that's what you are leaving out. And I know you're a fair-minded person. You're not an asshole, not totally.
I am.
And the thing of it is, you should bring the facts.
I got a cookie. Let me tell
you. You didn't bring the facts just now. Trump is a free
fact, buddy.
Trump is a free person. No, you didn't say he was brought up on impeachment charges, but he was always exonerated. That's the point.
He was impeached, my friend. He was.
Impeached? You keep saying, okay, you need to look up impeachment because now you're just being a brick. You're being a brick now. Impeachment just means to call one up on the charges of impeachment. It does not mean conviction. And he wasn't convicted.
Look it up. You look up on Google, has Donald Trump ever been impeached? And you look it up and find the answer for me, my friend.
Yeah, by the way, you can indict a ham sandwich, as they like to say. I was listening to Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz is a liberal, not a leftist. He's a liberal. And Alan Dershowitz agrees, the famed Harvard Law professor over 40 years. 40 years, Alan Dershowitz has law. And Alan Dershowitz says this is absolute poppycock, right? This is poppycock. This is political assassination. And it won't work, by the way.
And by the way, Brian, I just sent you the article from Stormy Daniel that says there was no sleeping during an alleged affair with Trump.
Of course there was no sleeping. There was nothing but fucking.
From politics.
If anything, he should be indicted for bad taste. Now, if they brought him up on that, I would agree. In women, bad taste in women.
So look at the link I sent you.
If it's the Stormy Daniels that I saw, that woman on the 1 to 10 scale, she's about a 3, right?
Come on now, she's attractive. Here's Donald Trump Jr. Tell me if you agree with Donald Trump Jr. This is Donald Trump Jr. He found out his father was indicted. Cocaine Cowboy here is talking about how it's unfair to his father. Here we go.
Don't you mean Hunter Biden? Don't you mean Hunter?
Donald Trump Jr. is known for cocaine usage? The nut doesn't fall far from the tree. Here we go.
No, but do you mean what you just said now that I bring it to your attention?
Hey, Donald Trump Jr.
Jr. is a known cocaine user?
Sure he is. Yes.
All right. I didn't know that.
Honorary member of the Colombian.
Well, he doesn't do it now, does he?
Most valuable player at the Colombian drug lord. He made it twice in the
I know you're exaggerating now.
I am not exaggerating.
I think you mean Hunter Biden. Now, if you said he's a lifetime druggie.
He probably is. He probably is. See what happens? The kids that you have when you're in a power position, you got to be careful because you could be in a power position and then your kids go crazy. They get into drugs.
Donald Trump.
All right, here he goes. Donald Trump Jr. Here he goes. Tell me if you agree.
I'm going to go make some phone calls. I'm going to look into this further. I'm going to see, you know, what exactly it means and, you know, talk to the team. Maybe we'll have to do a special over the weekend. I just, you know, I don't have much more to say other than the insanity of what it is. The weak-kneed response from so many Republicans, especially those that, you know, have done a really good job of paying influencers to make them seem really MAGA. You know, hey, I get it. Unfortunately, that's the game, and that's what it is for them. I don't really care about these things. They care about what their donors ultimately tell them, because that's where they get their money that allows them to continue and perpetuate their careers. That's why they hate Trump, because Trump doesn't really need them. It's why they've pulled all the stops to go after Trump for 6 years. I know a little bit about it myself because they did the same to me. And it's never going to end, folks, until we say enough is enough. Again, until we become unafraid to speak out.
How does this stone bath mat help prevent?
Really? That's Donald Trump Jr.,
there's a lot
everybody.
Of people up there.
There he is. Wait a minute.
So Elton John once saw me. You know, when I do my last song and we knock it down, the place is going.
And here's Donald Trump talking about how he hates his children. He's talking, this is when he's in Waco, and he's talking about how he hates his children. Wait a minute, is this the one? No, that's not the one. I'll get the other one up right now. I got so many people in the studio, but I will cue that up about Donald Trump hating his children, and you don't have to leave them anything. Remember that one? You guys hear that?
No.
Yeah, he's talking about...
I never heard about that.
Okay, I will play it for you. Here's again Donald Trump Jr. Hold on, it's only 5 minutes. Whining about daddy.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg is actually indicting my father. So let's be clear, folks. This is like communist level. This is stuff that would make Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, it would make them blush.
We have just gotten word former President Donald Trump has by a grand jury.
Did Democrats just indict a former president over sex?
Yes.
Because we were told during the 90s that it was just sex.
Yes.
No, Jesse Waters. He is being indicted for illegal campaign contributions, illegal campaign spending in the form of hush money payments to Stormy Daniels,
which
the Trump Organization allegedly covered up through fraud. By falsifying documents. That is what he is being.
There you go. She made it clear. She made it clear to everybody. 111s. You got about 4 111s in the studio. 111111111. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
Look here, man. What do you want to get Trump for next, Brian? You want to get him to take the do not remove tag off a mattress in 1998?
I would like to get him for that. That bastard.
I'm sure you
last
would.
Last time I bought a mattress, I didn't know what I was getting into.
And that's what everybody about this prosecution. It is a made-up, literally trumped-up bunch of legal nonsense that everybody who has any modicum understanding about the law knows is entirely bullshit.
It is not bullshit. He broke the law, and he paid a prostitute to cover it up.
A non-disclosure agreement is not illegal. Trump
it is illegal when you cover
woman,
up with government funds. Funding.
He didn't use campaigns to pay it. She said she didn't have an affair with him in 2018. I mean,
well,
you're ignoring
a
lot of facts here to come to this conclusion.
He didn't use the money. Brian, he didn't use the government money, Brian. The lawyer of Donald Trump paid him. Pay the Stormy Daniels. Pay for
right.
that. So he didn't...
Also,
so
man,
he was
going to
recommend
the
hotty-totty to you.
But Brian Sarge is right. Sarge is absolutely correct.
Sarge, it's not absolutely correct. He was indicted for 32 accounts. And let me tell you something. Before we talk about it, nobody knows what the indictment charges are. So we're not assuming that it's about hush money. We're not assuming it's about tax evasion. We're not assuming about Trump water that made people sick and they decided to commit suicide. We're not talking about any of that. We'd have no idea what the charges are for until he goes Tuesday. I think we can all agree on that. And other than that, we're just speculating.
Oh, yeah, we can agree on that. But I'll tell you what, I know a pile of legal bullshit when I see it. And I guarantee
exactly.
you 30,000
they're all garbage,
Brian.
They're
all going to be garbage. I can
whatever they are, they're garbage.
And I'll give you $1,000 if I'm wrong.
Oh, good. How much we split? I'll split with Melissa.
That's right. If I'm wrong, if these charges are substantive, I'd be willing to give you $1,000. They're not.
Let
and
me
if
tell
they
you
aren't,
something.
You give me $1,000.
Okay, I will. I'll give you that.
Yet.
I'll give you that.
No, we're not going to gamble.
Well, let me
we're going to give
tell
it
you
to
something.
Our... they would not. No, we're not going to gamble. We're going to give to a charity of our choice.
Hi, I'm Parody.
That's
my transgender name, Parody. Leave me alone, you transgender bastard.
I mean, this is just god awful.
It
this is
but you know, dude, let me just say this in summation. There's no better man to do this to than Trump. Always bet on Trump.
No, you don't. No, you
yes,
don't.
I do.
Trump loses. How can you say that, Mr. Solution? Hold on. He loses.
I just
all
said
the
it very
time.
Easily.
He
always
has
bet on Trump.
Trump has never won anything. His businesses go bankrupt. Trump Water, Trump Steak, Trump Airlines, Trump Women. He's been married 3 times. He can't even get married the right way. He didn't even remember his kid's name, Barron, when he was on.
You
want to
lock him up for
all
that? You want to lock him up for all that? I mean, I cannot get. Look, can we stick with what you put people in jail for? You don't put people in jail for failing airlines.
Well, he has.
And by the way, there's no way that Trump is a failure. You need to go back
face.
And read his bio.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here's Donald Trump talking about how he hates his kids. But there's another 111 in the studio.
I don't want to put him in jail for hating his kids. Whatever.
He hates his kids, and he hates your kids, too. I'll play it for you.
No, he doesn't. He did good for my kids. My kids didn't have to pay a 10% inflation rate. He did good for my children. I don't know what this bastard in the White House is doing for them now, but it's nowhere near as good as what Trump did for them.
Sorry.
And wow. You promised that tape a moment ago, Brian, and you didn't
I'm
deliver.
I'm going to play. Here it is. Donald Trump's hating kids. He hates his kids. Here it is. Okay, here it is.
Wait
a minute. No, that's not it. Wait a minute.
Right. I don't think it's it.
Oh, come on. This is live on the air. I think I'm doing pretty good.
Well, yeah, but you're lying about that.
You've been repeating all this old crap they've been piling on Trump ever since he came down the escalator.
And then
it's
put it in context, Brian.
Warren
Buffett and Bill Gates and a lot of wealthy people don't want to transfer a lot of wealth to their kids because it's corrupting. There's a corrupting nature to transferring a lot of undeserved wealth to children. It corrupts them. It destroys them.
Sure. Don't leave your kids anything because it's going to corrupt you and destroy you.
They didn't say
sure
anything now. They were talking about leaving them vast riches.
Right. Here's Donald Trump talk about it. What I'm going to do is mute everybody. Don't hang up because some people will get excited during the conversation and other people can't hear. So I'm going to mute you.
Yeah,
I've
heard
Donald
Trump Jr. say that many times, that his father wanted his children to earn their way into knowledge of the business, and he wanted to avoid corrupting them with unearned money.
Yeah.
And that is a good father who does that.
You know what? I'm not leaving your ass anything because I don't want to corrupt you. You get out there and
do the
products
like
everybody else.
That's not what he said at all. There's no aspect about Donald Trump you're not willing to distort if you think it helps to get him.
I'm giving my kids everything I have.
No, no, no. I think Brian is doing this for ego motivation. In other words,
ego.
You know, Brian is our great hero, comedian, podcaster, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, he's doing – Brian knows that what he's saying is a steaming horse turd.
You know what, you passive-aggressive bitch? You give me this nice little thing.
Yeah, I know he knows that. I know he knows it, but doggone it, the script is that, you know, when it comes to Donald Trump, he's utterly deranged half the time.
Brian is being entertaining is what he's doing. And he's playing the devil's advocate.
Nobody can tell me that I'm entertaining. That's just a lie. I mean, how could you say that? All right, here's Donald Trump talking about he hates his kids. I'm going to mute you guys. Don't hang up so everybody can hear. Here we go. There you go. Mute there, mute there, mute there. Okay, I'm going to play it for you. Here we go. Donald Trump, here we go. Okay, there you go. Nope, that's not it. Here we go.
Nobody in history did more for the farmers of our country than I did. I got them $28 billion, with a B, $28 billion from China, based on how they were unfairly treated before me by the Chinese government. They were treated very, very badly. People couldn't believe it. Nobody's going to win with the farmers, but Donald J. Trump, I got him $28 billion. I saved ethanol, and I made farmers happy and rich again, and they're doing a fantastic job. And you know what? Someday it'll become time for them to leave this beautiful earth, and they'll be able to leave their farm without taxes to their children. I got rid of the death tax on farms so that when you do pass away, on the assumption that you love your children, you can leave it to them and they won't have to pay tax. But if you don't love your children so much, and there are some people that don't, and maybe deservedly so, it won't matter because, frankly, you don't have to leave them anything. Thank you very much. Have fun.
Don't buy another toothbrush.
If you don't love him so much, you don't have to leave him anything. That's good old Donald.
He's a comedian. You've said that before. He's like a comedian.
You've got to be kidding me now.
That's what he's saying.
If I had my way with you, I would teleport your ass to Singapore and have them give you 30 lashes.
Cane your ass.
That's right. Cane you.
And these are the people who love me.
He didn't. Well, yeah, but it would. Every stripe would be in love.
A 7-year-old misdemeanor bookkeeping case, essentially, that statute of limitations is run out on. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails. Oh, who cares? No big deal.
Wait.
Under subpoena,
wait, let me,
no
let me
big
correct
deal.
You on the statute
Bleach
of limitations.
Bleach bits, hammers, no big deal. But a 7-year-old
just so I'm clear, I would like for you to admit.
It's time for federal indictment.
I would like for you to admit, Brian, that Donald Trump didn't say what you said he said about leaving
nothing. What? He's the one who said it. You heard him.
He didn't say anything about not leaving anything to his kids.
If you don't like your children,
listen, you heard him, didn't
you?
And I know you don't like
hypothetical means. Hypothetical.
Huh?
Look up the words.
You
okay,
know what,
you don't like Trump
then,
personally, Melissa. Did he say what
mute
Brian
said? Mute everybody and play it again, please.
Should I play it again?
Please. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. I hope I still have it.
Jeez.
Nope, he's talking about the drug trade. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa, did you hear it?
I did not hear him say it about his kids, but I wanted Brian to listen to it carefully.
Right, exactly. Good point.
Yeah, it's hypothetical. You know, like, if you're a big celebrity, they will let you grab them by the pussy. That is called a hypothetical.
That is not a hypothetical.
Well, wait a minute, sorry. No, that's an actual.
It was funny.
Why do you guys interpret things differently?
I don't usually do that.
He said plain he could grab you by the pussy.
No,
they'll let you do it.
Oh,
that
was
he said let. Let means to permit or to allow. It doesn't mean to violate.
So he went on. Should I play that one? Then he went on with, what's her name? Norville. Deborah Norville. I think we should
okay, let's start on one thing at a time. You're all over the damn place.
Oh, no,
you are a living explosion,
he
Brian.
He said it in the same thing. He said, I was on her like a bitch. I knew she was married. I didn't care. That's what he said.
No, I want you to listen to that kid.
You
want to
put him in jail for that, too, along with a cell next to Bill Clinton?
No, I'm just saying that's the kind of character he is, and that's the way he thinks.
Okay, so how does that prove his guilt with a 7-year-old misdemeanor bookkeeping case?
But is that
right?
It's 7 years old, but there's an exception to this.
Crime over which Alvin Bragg has no jurisdiction.
What? This is under New York. They do have
a
jurisdiction.
A crime over which Alvin Bragg has no jurisdiction. A federal election crime.
That's that's beside the fact, Sarge. He committed a crime, whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony.
Well, let's see if a judge at the appellate and that level thinks it is.
You know what? I'm going to tell
you. Yeah, Mr. Bragg, you exercise your legal authority.
But he didn't have Barr to protect his little ass.
But see, Sarge, what he's counting on is to already have gotten the wear out of it. He knows that it will probably be overturned on appeal, even if it
Even if it is overturned in appeal, guess what? He still is going to be on record as indicted. It's on the record
now.
That's
the point of this whole goddamn exercise.
Brian, what you just said is,
for a perceived political advantage for the Democrat Party.
Security.
You have just nailed it, Brian.
Brian, what you just said is brilliantly stupid.
Now, he would have on his record he's indicted. That's
if it's overturned,
man,
no.
I swear to God, man, you belong in the USSR now. This is a show trial.
Listen, comrade, don't blow my cover. Listen, I'm trying to tell you that this is not going to be the first indictment. He's coming down with three or four coming down the pike any minute now. And I predict by next Friday it'll be a couple more.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen any series. It's on YouTube, F Troop. Brian sounds like some official in F Troop riding his horse backwards and things of that nature.
You know what? I don't understand you people. Stanley, come on my side, my friend, my brother, and help
but
me.
But you don't have a side yet. You've got to build
I
one.
I do have a side. One.
Brian,
yes.
Brian, it's not because you're indicted that means you're guilty. Don't forget we live in a country that's saying you're innocent until proven guilty.
But if it's overturned, Brian, look, the overturning is a continuation of the process. And if it's overturned, just like with Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby's conviction was overturned on appeal, and those judges went as far to say, this should have never happened.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby got me-tooed in a jail. Bill Cosby got me-tooed in a jail, and we all know it.
As if he didn't. And there was over 32 accounts.
Being never trumped into jail.
You know what? They're going to get his mugshot Tuesday. Mugshot Tuesday. He's
oh
going to be fingerprinted. He's going to be booked. He's going to get a mugshot. And he's going to be put in jail.
See what I mean? This is
it.
Gloating. Well, you know, we're going to see about how that gloating turns
Tuesday
out.
Tuesday and Trump Tuesday.
When you
Brian, you're being the proverbial idiot. Right. You're on the wrong side of the limb that you're sawing off.
You are the wrong side of the
limb. And
the
thing of it is, Trump did more for this country. You have literally a dead man in the White House now. This guy is the walking dead.
And is running the country five times better than Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tell you something.
10% inflation rate. The Russians running rampant in Ukraine. The Chinese about to eat our lunch. They're threatening Taiwan. You've got the Fed printing money like crazy. Banks on the verge of a recession. You want to run that by me again?
Only in America.
All of the other nations that are saber-rattling, it is in direct proportion to them seeing
USA,
him as a dead
USA,
man.
USA.
And 5 million illegal aliens then flooded across the border.
I got my eye
thousands
on you,
of them dying in the process. He's enabling the drug cartels, making them mega players on the world stage by billions of dollars a month.
Trump tried to
And you're
to
telling me he's doing a better job? Are you
Trump
insane?
Trump tried to blackmail Ukraine by saying, I
Are
need
you
a favor,
insane?
Though.
Brian, I'm going to have to donate a nickel to you, and I'm isolating this. You're being a sorry ass in this particular respect.
Oh, but who blackmails a country?
Inflation is like a raging fire that's going to consume you under this.
To you, and you're going to get the kids in a cage. All right, everybody. You know exactly what I'm saying.
This is amazing. Talk about cutting off your nose to spite your face. This is a classic example.
I mean, I'm amazed, Brian. We were energy independent. We had low inflation.
We don't have no violence in this studio, sir. Cutting my nose off.
We had a GDP that was approaching 4% per quarter. Now we're in a recession, and they won't even admit it.
And we have over four. Look at all these. Take note of all these businesses that are going out of business. Walmart is closing stores. Your major grocery markets are shutting down. Look at all these empty spaces in these malls, Brian. Look at wait a minute, Brian. Look at all these people that are being laid off by the.
They just couldn't take it. That prosperity was too much.
Disney is laying off people. Amazon is laying off people. I mean, my goodness, Walmart
Biden
is laying off.
Biden inherited all that bullshit from Trump.
He didn't. He did not. He created it.
Stanley was saying something, and I couldn't hear him because I know he only has a little bit of time. Stanley? Now, Stanley, you're a man. Let me ask you something, Stanley. Stanley is a man of character. Stanley likes character. He likes me because I got great character. Am I right, Stanley? Don't I have great character?
Yes,
being a character is not the same as having great character.
Well, character is not so much the issue here. It's just intelligence on the relevant matters.
Some people,
and you're not behaving very intelligently. How much are you paying for gas now, Brian?
A lot of
you're paying more for gas than any other state in the union, except maybe Hawaii.
Some people base who you are on the character you are. Stanley's one of those people. He based things on character. Am I correct, Stanley?
Jimmy Carter had great character, but he was a rotten president.
Well, I agree with you 100%. He wasn't, but he's a great humanitarian.
So character is not everything. You probably next to Hawaii are paying the most for a gallon of gasoline of any state in the nation.
That has nothing to do with character. I'm asking Stanley a question. Stanley, I know you like fighters. I know you like fighters. I understand that Republicans like fighters. I don't believe Stanley is a Republican. I think Stanley is an independent, but he doesn't like how the Republican Party has been acting like a pussy before Trump. Am I correct, Stanley?
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that statement, yes.
Okay.
Well,
so now you got a fighter.
But I wanted a fighter, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, that's one thing, having a fighter. One thing, you have Muhammad Ali, but then you got Mike Tyson, who's going to eat your kids. But Mike Tyson's a fighter, and Mike Tyson bit off the guy's ear, but he's still a fighter. And what I want to say to you, Stanley, is that all the drama, and I know you're tired of it because I can hear it in your voice. You're tired of this. You're tired. I think you wish Trump would go away. I really believe that. Am I right?
No. I wish that people would basically let him be in everything. I have never saw so many people being against an ex-president as much as I saw with this. I have never seen so many ex-lawyer or prosecution trying to get an ex-president. If this is going to be the way that we're going to act in front of any president, can you imagine? I'm telling you, if this is going to be a president, then what's going to happen when Biden's going to be out? Because, you know,
well,
if
he's up for charges and he does wrong things, he should be put up for charges too.
Wow.
Are you
right,
believe
Brian,
that
you
moment? You're just saying that. You
right.
don't believe
wow.
it.
I do believe it.
Wow.
I believe, and anybody who knows about this show, I would say the same thing with Democrats. If Biden was up for charges for something.
Well, then what evidence do you need? Have you ever heard of Hunter Biden's laptop?
Hunter Biden is not Joe
what
Biden.
What evidence do you need to
but,
at least
I
start
mean,
an
if we
investigation?
Got put in jail for our kids, half the country will be locked up. Don't
okay, again, what more evidence do you need to start proceeding against
their children
Mr. Potato
and the children
Head
the crime,
getting,
should the parents be locked up too?
Forgivable loans from the Chinese Communist Party.
Joe Biden didn't do that. So are you saying that when our kids do something
Christ
wrong,
what I mean?
Are the parents
you don't
responsible?
Mean it. Yeah, what? Your answer just revealed that you don't mean what you said.
I do mean what I say. When you bring up Hunter Biden,
so
what
in other words,
to do with
evidence,
Joe Biden?
Evidence of wrongdoing is not sufficient to start
but
proceeding.
Tell me what that
only
has to do with
Trump.
Joe Biden. Tell me what that has to do with Joe Biden.
Because
Brian,
president. He appears to be compromised by our greatest foreign adversarial interest.
He was compromised?
Okay,
he wasn't president at the time?
He certainly appears to be. He's beholden
he
to them, and he's making policy changes that align with their interests.
They've been coming after Hunter Biden for the last 5 years.
But, Brian,
when Trump was
the
president,
he
was trying to get Hunter Biden up there for charges.
Oh, no,
but
no real prosecutor would say Hillary Clinton violated the Espionage Act. No sound prosecutor would say such a thing. Sure.
But Sarge,
but
70-year-old
misdemeanor bookkeeping case, hey, pull out all the stops for that one.
But if every parent has to pay a penalty for what their child has done, even if it's some kind of criminal activity as little as stealing a candy bar, should that be put upon the parent and they should be charged with that?
Okay.
Are they responsible?
We got
for
this
that?
Bastard Alvin Bragg. This guy regularly drops felonies to misdemeanors. He regularly dismisses charges against violent repeat offenders. He regularly
does that. But
in this case,
he gained
the function a misdemeanor into a felony by bootstrapping a federal case over which he has no jurisdiction. And you tell me there's not anything the least bit suspicious about it?
Not
even the least bit suspicious?
Okay. No, he did not charge. When he came into office, he did not charge Trump. In fact, he said kill
the
case.
Have you seen this man's record?
Have
you seen his prosecutorial record? Because I have.
That's what he said.
Wait a minute. I have seen the man's prosecutorial record. It belies completely what he's doing now. Why? Why don't you want to ask that question?
Well, I think you want to ask. I mean, here's what
I really think,
and you guys, it's going to be so shallow that you can't believe I think this.
Brian, one thing and everything. You ask for one proof. What about people that was part of the group of Hunter Biden and everything, they're saying that the big guy, which was supposedly getting paid 10% of the payment of everything, was Joe Biden. What about that?
No, Joe Biden did not get a percentage of any drug deal or anything
It has not been proven. Associate basically who was there in the deal said that when they said the big guy, and we have emails that said the big guy is supposed to get 10%, they're saying that the big guy is basically Joe Biden. And he's ready to testify under oath that says that Biden is the big guy. He even went to the FBI. He wanted to basically testify about that the big guy was supposed to be Joe Biden that was getting paid 10%. So you ask for a proof, there's your proof.
No, it was not. That's not any kind of proof. He was not convicted on charges on that, Stanley. There's no fact with it. He was not convicted. He was not even accused of it. I'm talking Joe Biden. Everybody's talking about Hunter Biden because he did something misdeed. He had drugs and he took some money and blah, blah, blah. But that had nothing to do with Joe. That's like saying your kids did something wrong, and that falls on you and who you are as a parent and your character. So the argument about
Hunter.
So now
all of a sudden you're telling us all these lies that Trump tells us are significant, but the lies that Joe Biden has told us about his involvement with Hunter Biden's business affairs and his associates, proven now to be lies, don't mean anything, including the testimony of one of his very own business partners, Tony Bobulinski.
So all of a sudden, none of these things
are relevant to perhaps
Hunter Biden does not hold office. He's not in Congress. He's not in the Senate. He's not the president.
If he's using it to get his father to peddle the influence of his office, yes, it does.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Brian. I would just like to introduce that Europe is going to pot. Are going to hell in a handbasket. The French are rioting in the streets, and I think all of this has to do with the lack of power of the American president. They're supposed to kind of be a model for the rest of the world, but the French are protesting because they've raised the retirement age, I believe, from 62 to 64. And that's a big issue now. Are you aware of that?
That's
and, of course,
happen.
The world is on the brink of war. And the world is on the brink of war because they perceive weakness in the White House, China, Russia, and other nations.
No, that's not it.
They're
trying
to do that here, too, raise retirement age.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. What did we move it to, Melissa? It used to be, wait a minute, what was retirement? Was it 60 at one time? And we
now they it was talked about the other day, and I thought, you can take an early retirement at 62, and you get less money. Is it 65 now or 67?
I think you're right. In France, I'm saying it
was 62, and now they've actually raised it to 64, I believe. And they're
rioting
in the streets.
Which I think
is going to
happen here.
You can see that.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But what's happening in Israel, you're right about the world. They just kicked out Gandhi, for Christ's sake, in India. They got rid of his stupid ass. They got rid of can you believe that they got
George
rid of Gandhi?
When George Bush was president, Russia seized Georgia. When Barack Obama was president, Russia seized the Crimea. When Donald Trump was president, how much territory did Russia seize? Nothing.
His butt?
Nothing.
Right up
now
the
all of a sudden we've got them going into Ukraine. Remember, Joe Biden said, "Why is that day Russia? As long as it's a little minor incursion, don't go anything more. Just put the head in, and it's okay."
And don't forget about North Korea.
They won't do anything to stop us.
Don't forget about North Korea. They're shooting off rockets and saber rattling also.
You don't stop it. The guy is a bad guy. That's what he is. And you, I can't believe you guys are...
Russia did not seize any territory while Trump was president. They seized it when Bush was president. They seized it when Obama was president. And they seized
Trump
it when
tried
Biden
to blackmail Ukraine for the Russians.
But I guess you don't
want to
notice that either.
I can help you give some arms, but you got to do me a favor, though. So he tried to blackmail a country, for God's sake. Oh, did you know something? I got to tell you something. Did you hear the latest thing that Donald Trump wants to do? You're not going to believe this shit. He got his guys together. He called his round table together, and he says, when I become president, I want you to get plans because we're going to invade Mexico. Donald Trump wants to – he's making plans to invade Mexico. This is his latest thing. Did you hear how stupid that is?
5 million illegal aliens, fentanyl come across the border. You think maybe we've been
invaded? Mexico.
You think there maybe might be time for a counter-invasion? I mean, are you not noticing anything?
Stop it.
I mean, the Mexicans used to have troops on the border when Trump was president. They deployed their armed forces at the border to stem the tide of illegal aliens. Now that Biden is president, that policy is no longer in place.
And that was under threat of losing foreign aid. You're right, Sarge. And that was under threat of losing foreign aid.
I'll read it. This is according to the Washington Post. This has everything to do with nothing about immigration. This has everything to do with the cartels. Here it is from the Washington Post. Trump and the tough guy allure of evading Mexico. This guy wants to evade Mexico. Blanket Congress of President George Bush, blah, blah, blah. In a few hours, a new report, here we go. Donald Trump gearing up his bid to be reinstated in his former position as president, his acting policy and advisor for a range of military options aimed at taking on Mexican drug cartels, including strikes that are not sanctioned by Mexico. So Trump wants to invade Mexico. So now we want to have a war on our border. I live in California. I'm only 6 hours away from Mexico. I would have to get some guns. If Trump tried to invade Mexico, are you out of your
mind? I'm more interested in a war on our border than the one in Ukraine.
Are you fucking
Brian, obviously you're ignorant as to what's going on in Mexico right now. Mexico has been waging war against America.
This is like Bush going into Iraq. It's the same bullshit.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah? You tell me why we're going to invade. Why is it a good idea to invade Mexico? Give me one
the drugs,
reason.
The illegal immigration or migration, whatever you want to call it. Mexico,
well, we
hold on,
China.
Mexico is run by the cartel.
China with the, what is it, Melissa?
If you look at all the women that are being killed in Mexico,
it
is just outrageous.
Stop it.
Man, do you know what a rape tree is, Brian? You know what a rape tree is? Do you know what the different colored bracelets that the illegal aliens have to wear when they come into the country? Do you know what they signify? Do you know that they asked that bastard Mayorkas what these things signify? And he professed
ignorance.
I cannot believe what you don't know.
Why would we invade all these people going through from Mexico getting to our border?
The Secretary of Homeland Security said he didn't know what the bracelets were for. He didn't know what a rape tree was.
Please. It's insane.
Describe what a rape tree is, Sarge. I would like to hear that.
A rape tree has been described by numerous commentators on the border. They are regularly distributing birth control pills to illegal aliens when they start their journey because of the high probability of their being raped. These coyotes, when they see a woman they want to take, they take her. And as proof of their prowess, they take her panties and hang them on a tree.
Listen, let me tell you something. Do you really think these women... these mothers are sending their pretty daughters who are like 16, 15 years old to the United States through a coyote, and they don't think that they're going to get raped?
They do. They know it, and they think it's worth the risk. Yes, I do.
I mean, I'm thinking
it's par
for the course.
They think it's worth the risk to get to this country.
It's still par for the course, and I
hate to
say it. Because
not all of them get raped. Brian, just a significant percentage of them do.
It's their choice.
But they figure that maybe they'll beat the odds.
It's their choice. They made
you just
decision.
Heard what I said, didn't you? Not all of them get raped, Brian. I'm not saying they all get raped. A significant percentage do, and they figure we're going to beat the odds. Like maybe you won't drown in a Rio Grande.
You know what? It's still in the back of your mind. Okay, you're a parent. Are you going to send your kid on that ride? You're going to ask the guy. You're at the carnival.
Did you hear
what
I just
guy,
said, Ryan?
How safe is the ride?
Do I need to repeat it again?
I don't know. Speak up side. Depends on if it's Tuesday or not.
Wait a minute,
but
Brian. Do I need to repeat what I just said again? Not all of them get raped. A significant percentage do. They figure their kid's going to beat the odds because it's worth the risk to get to the United States.
I don't believe that. Let's ask Danny.
Well,
Danny,
I'll tell you what. You're not a desperate Mexican
country. As Trump will
you're not
say,
a desperate
a shithole country.
You're
that's
living
what Donald
fat
Trump
and
calls
happy in the United
country.
States.
Wait, Sarge. Stanley is from a country that Trump will say is a shithole country, which is Stanley. Is it Haitian? Haiti?
Yes.
Stanley. Okay. Stanley, have you been to Haiti before?
Yes. When I was 17.
Okay. I can only imagine the devastation in Haiti, the corruption in Haiti, the survival in Haiti. I can only imagine. Stanley, you're a father, and you have a daughter. You hear what's going on. The tribes are there. They're going to kill your daughter. Drug cartels there. They're going to take your family. Now, you have a choice to send your daughter with a coyote who 99 chances are you're going to have a good-looking girl. You're going to send your daughter knowing that she's 99.9, she's going to get raped, but she'll get to America. What do you do?
I would not do that. I would not send her to be raped because once the person, your daughter gets raped, everything changes in their life. Not everybody becomes strong with that life. A lot of people will go to suicide. A lot of people will, if your daughter is raped, I will do everything in my power to protect my daughter. I will never accept it. Taking a chance of having a coyote rape my daughter. Ever. That will never be a possibility.
There are people who do not think that way because of the risk, the attendant risk they think are worth the risk. Not everyone thinks the way you and I do.
No. There's bad choices.
Otherwise, these kids are being put in a sex trafficking outfit. What about that? They know
that's
it.
What they did with the Coyotes.
They're willing,
and they
willing
to
take the risk anyway.
Hard,
I mean, do you think
hard.
The sex trafficking is not real? Do you think that's all made up?
No, I'm saying it is real once you get them with the Coyotes. And
all right,
so
that means someone is taking a chance on sending these children to that risk. For whatever reason. Just because
Sarge,
you and
you
I wouldn't
risk?
Consider it doesn't
Sarge,
mean
that
other people won't.
Children?
And you got to realize a lot of these children don't even have parents.
What?
A lot of these children that are being trafficked are being
sold to sex traffickers. And how are they getting, you know how expensive it is, or what are they got,
specialize in pedophilia.
Stop it. Behave yourself. How do you think they got their money? There's a lot of money they pay to
it's
a
just amazing
what,
to me what you're willing
to
overlook here. You sound like Mayorkas. You sound like Mayorkas.
Hey, and as soon as I find out who he is, I'm going to be offended.
He happens to be the head of the Department of Homeland Security. He's the guy that says the Border Patrol agents whip migrants with their reins as they try to control their horses in a movement known as dressage. Didn't even apologize for it. Neither him nor that potato head bastard in the White House.
Sarge, you're getting worked up. Sarge. Look.
Wait a minute. What was that last insult? I didn't catch. Did you say potato head?
I said that. You know, remember the Border Patrol agents that were whipping the migrants as they were controlling their horse in a movement known as dressage, where you twirl the reins next to the horse's eyes. The horse perceives that as pressure, and he moves in a direction away from the whirling reins. That is a movement known as dressage and the way you control your horses to get them to move laterally. They said that that was the agents whipping the migrants, and that bastard in the White House repeated that, well, I'm going to take action. I'm going to, it's not conscionable. And all the little muckety-mucks in his administration started accusing these brave Border Patrol agents of whipping migrants. And Mayorkas said, we're going to investigate. Oh, it's all about it. And it all turned out to be a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, I remember that. You're right. I remember that. Well, you
did
know,
you guys
they just,
hear, did you guys hear?
They just throw stuff
thing.
On the wall and see what sticks.
Did you guys hear Lindsey Graham begging for money? Did you, for Trump? Did you hear this pathetic thing? He got admonished one time.
Yeah.
Did you hear it, Sammy?
You did that.
He was begging, please, Trump needs money. I mean, he was just, he was almost crying.
Man, we've never been governed by a worse administration in the history of the United States. It is positively anti-American and anti-its people. It serves but one purpose as far as Joe Biden is concerned, and that's to enable his corruption. No other reason as far as Biden is concerned. He will go along with whatever party or whatever forces that enable his grift, and that's what he's doing.
All right, Stanley, I'm playing this for you, so don't leave. I'm going to mute everybody.
There's one thing I have to say. Beautiful?
Yes.
Okay. I have to give, not a recommendation. I got to give a compliment to Beautiful before you play whatever you did. Beautiful
thank you,
told
Kelly.
Me one time and many times that I was, interrupting and things like that. And I had to look at myself and things like that and look at this, what she was, and she was right. I was interrupting and they were getting emotional for those stuff. And read some stuff and everything, and I'm not emotional with this stuff anymore. And I don't take anything that Brian or other people say personally anymore. The Trump problem. Yeah, I
you
try
know,
to separate myself with that. That's why I'm reacting the way I am now. That's why I don't cut people up. That's why I don't go there because
I miss the old Stanley.
Because of Beautiful.
You know what?
Do what you did, my life.
I don't. No, I think that, what Stanley, what did I used to say to you? we were, I guess everybody would get heated in here, right?
Yes.
And we would have these Trump wars, and it was it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I used to get a migraine by the end of the show.
Did.
I'd have to take
you
to
did.
Bed. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what Stanley is really saying to you, Melissa, and I'm going to help him out. Here's what he's really saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stop that. Stop that.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what
I'm
saying.
Well,
no,
I know what we can do. Hey, I got an idea. Here's what we can do. We can nominate Mitt Romney to be the Republican nominee, and we can all go back to global norms and rules, and we can live by the established international order, because after all, that's what we need to be fighting for. The international world order is established, or will be established for us in Davos, Switzerland, and Mitt Romney will help us to attain that lofty and worthy goal. We can get rid of the obstreperous Trump, and we can move forward into a new, broad, sunny, uplit land led there by Mitt Romney, because he knows what's best for us.
I like Mitt Romney.
But such that will never happen every day. That will never happen.
It won't,
because
I agree with you,
Stanley.
I don't
agree. There has to be another Republican coming up.
Yeah.
International rules and norms is what we need to strive for.
Yeah. But we cannot keep having this. Do you realize how long this drama is going to go on? This is the beginning.
I know.
Then they're going to do appeals. They're going to do this. They're going to do motions and everything. Just this indictment is going to go 6 months, I guarantee you. And then the other ones are going to come. Aren't we tired of this? Well, whether you're, I don't care whose side you're on.
I am.
I think a lot of Republicans are going, enough is enough.
But Brian, sometimes, you know, it's really nice to have everything crystallized and focused for you. The actions of these people are revealing to us the depths of what Trump has revealed. Their derangement and hatred of him, even after you can witness the policies of his that brought great good to this country and the international world in the form of peace treaties, in the form of stability, in the form of energy independence, all of it. It didn't matter. He was upsetting and breaking their rice bowls. They couldn't take it. He wasn't going to help them enable their grift and their corruption. This is being crystallized for us. Yes, this fight is worth
it. You know, you're giving a lot of credit to Trump, and it wasn't Trump at all. It was the people behind Trump. In
fact, why do numbers not matter to you?
He read the books.
I mean, you can literally measure what his policies did.
No,
we can
Trump
literally
the
measure
guy
it, Brian.
Why
and then you tell me that, well, it didn't really do that much. Well, what has Biden done for us?
Oh, my God. We don't even have enough time on the show.
I mean, you can literally measure it by what was the GDP? What was the unemployment rate? What was the energy cost?
Why do these things just not matter? He killed the pandemic. Biden did, single-handedly. Trump wanted us to drink bleach.
I didn't kill more people than Trump did. More people died under his watch than did Trump. More people died under Trump than under Biden than with Trump. Trump didn't even have a vaccine for most of his administration.
Hey,
Biden had the vaccine.
Hey, wait a minute. I want to go off.
When he came in office, he had a vaccine. Of course, he said he wasn't going to use him and Kamala because Trump invented it. So then all of a sudden after she gets in office, she's all for the vaccine. Same vaccine, just different president.
Hey,
These people are nuts. Why do you do it? Why do you even peripherally support them? These people are crazy.
Sarge. Speaking of
Sarge. You know what?
Speaking of vaccine.
If we needed to hire somebody in my town to guard where my grandchildren went to school, it would be Sarge.
It would be Sarge, wouldn't it?
It would be Sarge, absolutely.
Speaking of vaccine.
I would buy him the biggest gun, Gatling gun, ever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you ain't got to worry about that. I already got what I need.
Hey, let me make analogy, if I may. I agree with what Sarge said. Just like with George Floyd, and I often ask, it took the worst of human beings to demonstrate police corruption. And I don't think there's a parallel between George Floyd and, of course, Trump. But if you guys want to see it that way, it takes the worst of the political, or it takes Trump, rather, to show the worst of the political system. So I see him in that particular respect as being parallel to George Floyd. George Floyd was a horrible human being.
Pistol whipped
a pregnant woman, had been in prison like 9 times.
I didn't read
now,
that.
Now, Chauvin,
or
whatever his name was, should have been hung for killing him at that time. But George Floyd should have been killed at many instances in his life for his egregious acts, okay? But
yeah.
Trump is demonstrating how corrupt the political system is. So I see that as a parallel.
By being a leader and showing people how
sometimes
to do it right.
It takes what is perceived to be the worst to bring out the actual worst. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I just want to say before Stanley leaves, and I want to acknowledge what Stanley was saying to Melissa, which was a heartfelt moment that I stepped on.
Oh, sure.
I stepped on Stanley's neck. Stanley, did you finish talking to Melissa? Because you don't get to talk to her that much.
Just improving everything. I'm like saying.
Stanley, I was saying yesterday after you left, you know, that especially in this studio, this show, that many of us have an affection for each other. And
uh-oh.
You can just see with Stanley. No. Oh, stop, pervert.
What happened to the affection? I'm already a pervert.
Affection. That we really have that for each other. Affection.
Yeah.
That we really do.
There's a cream for
no,
that.
No, I agree with you. I agree, beautiful. We have affection.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my
sure.
God. Get
the morning crew.
We
get a room.
Stanley and I had a room at Trump Towers, remember? We did. Yeah, you know, champagne. We did.
Exactly.
And did you sponsor it,
chair,
Brian?
Like
I think you were the sponsor, weren't you?
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, he was.
But no, Melissa's right. I stepped on it. She's
just,
right. I mean,
I'm
looking at everybody in this room except for Sarge. They've been here for a minimum of 5 years and more. I mean, that's a lot for a blog talk show, you know, as far as friends go.
Well, Sarge is grandfathered in.
He is.
He's grandfathered in? Okay.
He's a big daddy.
That's right. That's right. Well, Sarge's been here for a good 5-6 months, right? I mean, that's a pretty long time.
No, I think it's been longer than that.
Yeah. About 8.
Wow. I mean, I'm very proud of that.
I'm
because
in the system whenever I can find you. That's kind of problematic.
I know,
you're going to be on.
I've been going through a little thing called cancer. So I was trying
That's why I said, you know, I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying it's a fact. It's a little problematic to find you owing to the fact that you've been through a life-threatening illness.
Well, did I mention it? I'll say it out loud. I don't know if you heard, but I am now went to the doctor. I am now cancer free. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, good God! Thank God! Hallelujah!
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank.
Great.
Thank
good for you, Brian. Very good.
Thank you.
That's very good, Brian.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I feel good about that. And thank you, guys.
That means
so
now we got
rough
time to get your mind right about Trump, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, he got me through it. He got me through it.
Yep. We're going to get you through it. We're going to get you straight.
You guys
here's
really
Lindsey, now listen,
think,
before Stanley leaves,
I mean
here's Lindsey Graham crying.
Stanley.
I said Stan. I hope he doesn't leave. Here's Lindsey Graham crying.
Go ahead.
Asking for money. Now, I'm going to mute everybody because you know what happens. People get a little excited. So hang in there. Don't hang up. Here we go. Lindsey Graham asking for money. Here we go. Let me see. Okay, it's only going to be a minute. Here we go.
Oh.
all eyes are on the presidential race, there are a number of competitive Senate races that in normal times would not be. Kansas, Georgia, Texas, and South Carolina, where Jamie Harrison is doing something usually unthinkable in the Palmetto State. He's a Democrat, giving incumbent Republican Senator Lindsey Graham
one.
A run.
I screwed up. Maybe it's this one. No, that's not it either. Hang in there with me. Wait a minute. Hold on, guys. Live radio. Lindsey Graham begging for money. Oh, that was 2 years ago. I'm talking about an... here's Donald Trump. I'm going to go with...
With Trump looming, he is now begging for money. Begging for money. First and foremost, Trump also dumping in the George Soros stuff. Let me mention that.
George Soros, the Club for No Growth, and other globalist special interests, including the Koch family, will spend billions and billions of dollars against us, and they don't have our interest at heart.
What the hell is he talking about? The Koch family are for Republicans. Let me open it up. I couldn't find it. I'll try to find it later. Okay, does everybody know who Soros is? When they talk about Soros, do you know who he is? Anybody? Seriously. Because the Republicans keep referring, Trump keeps referring to Soros. And it's a theme now. And I'm just wondering, do you guys know who he is? Your mics are all open.
Does the fact that he gave $1 million to his election campaign mean anything at all? Are we not allowed to notice the type of attorneys that George Soros supports, like Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, like George Gastoni in California, like Kim Fox in Cook County, like Kim Gardner in St. Louis, and then we know they all prosecute in the same manner. They get money from George Soros, but we're not supposed to notice it because someone might accuse you of being an anti-Semite?
Well, one
really?
One's getting money for someone.
I intend to keep noticing whether anybody calls me an anti-Semite or not, because for me it's got nothing to do with his religion.
Well, George Soros and his evil sons want to destroy world order.
Okay, see, now that's the Republican soundbite. I'm glad you guys are looking it up and everything.
Again, it shows the type of people that he supports, and they all
prosecute
in the same manner. They coddle criminals, and they let criminals off the hook. They don't believe in bail. They won't go out to recidivists, repeat offenders, and the like. They all govern in the same manner. Are we not supposed to notice at some point?
Well, the quick answer is, people, the Republicans and the conservatives believe that George Soros is dark money, that he's funneling money through the Democratic Party and funding a lot of agendas.
Well, he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. And like I said, he and his sons are international purveyors of evil. They want to see society disrupted and destroyed.
Okay. We're going to switch over now. I couldn't find Lindsey Graham. Stanley left.
I think he's – is he Australian nationality? What is his nationality, Sarge?
He's Hungarian. He was a Hungarian Jew during the Holocaust. He was a young
Hungarian,
man, maybe 15 or 16 years of age, and he assisted in rounding up fellow Hungarian Jews during the last year of the war in 1944. He assisted with the deportations to the east because he was a very good bookkeeper, and the Nazis, as frequently they did, would rely on certain Jews to help provide them with numbers to get people into the cattle cars. Look it up. He even admitted it.
You know, they were saying something. Somebody brought it up, and I think it was the governor of Florida, Dickhead. Some people call him DeSantos, whatever. So he tweeted that he will not aid Trump being taken to New York. You know what I mean? He will not do it. And so sometimes when there's no news, they try to make up news.
Brian, this should really point something out to you. Now, he's basically a competitor of Trump, but he sees the corruption in what they're doing, indicting Trump, and he says he at least has the integrity, which I respect him for. He's saying he will not participate in that. He won't participate in the corruption.
Well, it's a lot more than that. He wants that Trump vote. He wants those.
It's not a lot more than that, Brian. I would say the man at least has principles. And when one can defend their competitor on principle grounds, that's a good thing. And he's saying he will not participate in this New York witch hunt. He believes that that is utter corruption.
Mm.
That's politicizing the system to go after Trump for this really a nothing burger. And I just told you, read Alan Dershowitz's critique of this. Alan Dershowitz, like I said, a 40-year prestigious Harvard law professor. And he's saying that this is bunk. But see, this is the power of prosecutors, and they do this a lot. They know that what they're doing is crap. But they don't care about justice. They just have a political agenda to pursue. And even if it is overturned on appeal, which it would be, if not at the lower courts, they don't care because they will already have gotten the mileage out of it.
Yeah. And you got to remember, governor has the absolute authority to review a case that comes before his desk for extradition and make a determination as to whether or not the facts warrant extradition. That is completely within a governor's constitutional authority to do.
That is. But if Trump does, but if DeSantis do that, Trump becomes a fugitive, meaning
no,
that
he
can't
leave. You're only No. Let me explain to you now.
Yes.
I participate in fugitive warrants. That's not true. You only become an interstate flight to avoid prosecution when you leave the state to avoid prosecution. No prosecution had ensued. Trump was already in Florida. No indictment had been announced. He didn't leave the state of New York to go to Florida for refuge.
What I'm trying to say,
so it doesn't work like that, Brian. It just doesn't.
Sarge, what I'm trying to say, if Trump refuses to give himself up, he becomes a fugitive. Meaning this, if he ever leaves Mar-a-Lago, whatever it is, I can't even pronounce it, if he ever leaves it, Florida, he will be arrested on sight. That means no more.
Well,
he
I don't believe he's going to
said,
do that.
Look,
I believe he wants to surrender and face these charges. I'm glad that DeSantis said he's not cooperating.
Thank you. He has already agreed to turn himself in.
He
plans
to surrender himself because both things are good. Trump, DeSantis won't cooperate. Trump's going to surrender himself. I'm glad of both things.
Right. Right. So that's the current situation. Trump has agreed to turn himself in next week.
Well, he will, but I'm just saying they brought it out there. Sometimes news, cable news, if there's no news, they will just go with hypotheticals, which I don't like.
They make up shit. They just
Trump
say it that way.
Yeah,
they
just love to make, as long as they make Trump look bad, they just make it up.
Well, DeSantis made that tweet saying we're not going to help with the arrest of Donald Trump. So that starts the hypotheticals. You know
he said specifically we are going to refuse an extradition request. That's even more significant.
Oh, okay.
That means he's going to legally oppose
the
BS legality of New York.
Hell no, I'm not going.
What?
That gives Trump the option to say, I'm not going. I'll just stay here. Since
oh,
my
Brian,
governor is-
listen. Okay, listen and catch up. Trump has already agreed to go
we
back and turn himself
in. We already talked about
this.
You need to catch up. I'm saying this started because of the tweet The governor
of Florida. But this ends it. I don't give a damn what started it. This ends it.
So then they started doing the hypotheticals all day. Trump did
right.
not
and,
say
and the
that
hypothetical
he...
is overcome by the actual.
Well, you know what? I had
you.
Overcome once. I had to get a big towel.
whatever. You're going to make a joke out of it, but Brian, you really let me down in support of a dead man walking opposed to a man who will go down in history as the greatest U.S. president ever in terms of his effectiveness. International activity, domestic activity, you name it. And as Sarge just punctuated, you didn't have all this saber-rattling and aggression. Even Rocket Man had calmed his ass down. the dictator of North Korea.
I think if any of their venerated presidents, I'm talking about the less venerated presidents, had a comparable record of accomplishments, both in foreign affairs and domestically, they would be the sainted ones of all times. They'd be talking about putting monuments to them in Washington, D.C., but because
even
they
half,
up so much,
oh,
they prefer
half.
Not to even take notice of these things.
Right, which means they don't give a damn about the country. They don't care about the country. They care about their own political ascension and own, financial enlargement. They don't give a damn about the country and its people. They're just cannon fodder.
They care about
okay.
the international rules and norms. They keep reciting that like zombies.
All right. It's Friday.
But, Brian, let me tell you, I pray for you that you don't go to hell, but you make a great devil's advocate. I know you don't believe 99% of the bullshit you spew, but
yes,
you spew it well.
I believe it. And if I believe it, it's fact and it's the truth.
Well, you have to say that to support promote the narrative, but all right.
And when you listen to one of the most studiously practiced women in stupid to ever infest the vice presidency of the United States, Kamala Harris, when you listen to her bloat these phrases as she searches for words to spew, it is telling. It's literally like a zombie's had their skull cap pulled back and these stupid, inane, vapid phrases poured into her skull, and she regurgitates them when they press a button on her back.
Now, I've heard women say, using the term back, just springboarding off the term back, she slept her way to where she is now. She ascended by sleeping her way, starting with, I think his name was Brown, Willie Brown.
Did she sleep
to name.
Brown,
yeah.
that elected her as
he was the lead assemblyman in California.
Did she sleep with all
she was a homewrecker because she
president?
Was sleeping with a married man.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure you slept with a married man, and look at you.
We don't want to put her in jail for it, at least.
Hey, wait a minute. Brian, you twisted sister. What did you say?
She called me a twisted sister. Listen, you.
Yeah, at least we don't want to put her in jail for it.
Oh,
I'm
what
sure.
a Friday.
And by the way, Brian, by the way, and I don't usually inject this except when it's pertinent, and that is her family were slave owners.
And
yep.
what?
I read the background. Her family
and
were slaves. She
it was legal back then to own a slave. So what are you saying?
Wait a minute. Did you make a smart-ass comment to that?
I did.
Yes, she did.
For
yes, she did.
Oh,
Brian, I am outraged at your outrageousness.
Your disclosure agreement is legal too, Brian. You know,
her mom and her dad. She was a little bitch of privilege. Her mom and her dad were professors.
It was legal. Like right now, it's legal to smoke marijuana.
Yeah, like non-disclosure agreements, they're legal too.
Great knockout points, Sarge. Thank you.
But I'm saying to you that whatever she got elected as Biden appointed her as vice president, She was
No. I'm going back to her genesis, okay? I'm going back to her origin. She slept her way to the top. Hold on. She was always incompetent as she is now.
Oh, wait.
She had the magic pussy.
Hold on. She is wait a minute. Say that again.
She had the magic pussy.
I thought that's where you would deep dive to.
Yeah,
stepped
her way to the top. That's some magical pussy. That's some powerful pussy there.
Well, yeah, she was a hot little thing in her time. I think she's pretty short. She's of Indian and let's see, Caribbean descent.
She's not even a natural born citizen. She's a 14th Amendment citizen.
She is a natural born citizen.
No, she isn't.
She was not born in the U.S.
Neither of her parents were citizens when she was born.
She's incompetent because
they were lawfully resident in the country. They both were here on valid visas, and she was born in Oakland. She's the only reason she's a citizen is because they passed the 14th Amendment in 1868.
And she's supremely incompetent. I mean, all she does is cackle when they ask her a question, and she never visited the border. Has she visited the border yet? Hello, that's a question.
She has not gone to the border. Not yet.
Right, and she's supposed to be, what, some sort of border czar? Border czar, yes, thank you, Sarge. And so she's never even visited the border. That woman is, oh, man, a nothing.
It can't get any worse than that fool.
Well... I think that is an aptly applied term. She is a fool.
And she just babbles incessantly in search for a phrase and repetitively repeats the same phrases over and over again as she stumbles around for some kind of meaning to the word salads she tosses together carelessly.
And my goodness, she's supposed to be a barred lawyer. In good standing with the bar.
I've never seen worse than the woman, her speech patterns are almost incomprehensible.
Well, you know, they say that about Trump. Now, I listened to a speech of Trump the other night, and it was really motivational. Trump is a good speaker. He covers a lot of issues. He is a bit narcissistic, but that's okay. Who isn't that runs for president? Who's not a narcissist or has narcissistic tendencies, I should say? Not a narcissist, but narcissistic tendencies.
I will admit about Trump's speech pattern, sometimes he'll start a thought and just leave it and switch to something else. Now, that can be a little off-putting and kind of disturbing at times. But at least you know he's comprehending what he's saying. He just decided to just take a quick detour to something else. Kamala Harris doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Right, and that could not be applied to him at all. He knows what it's time to play.
Yeah. It's time to play a
Trump
game.
Trump knows what he's trying to say.
It's time to play a game. It's Friday.
Right, go ahead, Brian. It's your show for now. I'm giving you back 5% of the 75% that I own.
Thank you.
Wow.
We got Mr. Solution, we got Sarge, and we got the lovely Melissa. It's time to play. Let's see who's smart. Now, Melissa, this is in your wheelhouse.
Hey, what happened to Pat? Is she on? I was hoping that Pat would appear.
I'm not here, so apparently you guys might be right because apparently you ran her off the network.
No. She ran herself off. No one ran her off. She should get her carcass back here and hang out with the big guys.
She might be listening. So is that a way to? Is that a way to woo her?
She ain't going nowhere. She'll come up and ambush one of us sooner or later.
You're damn right it is. I mean, we don't coddle anybody. I mean, unnecessarily, I should say.
Gee. Man, the one thing I expect when I get over the target is a lot of flack.
And Brian gives it to you in spades, let me tell you.
No,
he gives it to everybody, let's say that.
Because that is inaccurate. He throws up a lot of flack. I got to give him that much.
I got to say, Brian is, you know, his genius is being thoroughly unbalanced.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is what I do.
Brian, you got to calibrate your gun laying radar because your flack is off a lot, even though you put up a lot of it.
Sarge, I used an analogy that I know you'll get just to add to the arsenal. And that is, we really need transgender women. And I know some people may say, some people may say, but this is where we live. This is where we really live. Politics is only to serve our normative living behavior.
It's not normal and is not acceptable.
Wait a minute, say it again.
Say that again, Brian.
Huh?
Say that again, please.
Well,
so what you said again, you faded out.
The majority of the people in this world are religious, and the people who don't really practice religion are still kind of religious. So, I mean, if you're going into the transgender world and you're going into mutilating bodies and steroids and changing this stuff, I believe it's mental illness, but I don't think we should accept it, especially children. Now,
well, first of all,
old,
you have
to
buy
what you do.
Brian, it's very important as an adult that you learn how to nuance things. And I very carefully nuanced my position on transgenderism.
I completely agree
with them. Just like you have to cull the herd of animals, how they'll overrun themselves, overgraze, until they brought the wolves back to Yellowstone, you know, the elk and what have
you,
were eating the bark off of trees and dying of starvation. Hold on. The wolves kept them on the move and kept the herd healthy. Now, the parallelism is that American women have gotten fat and sloppy as a result of over-super-ass-kissing.
Let
me finish my thought, please, Brian, because you can't develop one such as this.
All right.
What I'm saying, thank you. What I'm saying is, men have become nothing but lapdogs for the tyranny of women. Therefore,
I admit it, to a degree, that's me too. I scratch myself. She hugs me. She kisses me. Once in a while, I give her a bone.
Hold on. Let me finish the thought, please.
So what I'm saying is
the transgender women are the only ones who have the balls to set boundaries for biological women because men don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. It takes the transgender women. And that is the only degree that I agree with them other than they should exist because we live in a pluralistic society. I don't have to accept certain things, but I do have to, allow certain things. I don't discredit them or disrespect them.
For the patriarchy, man. Men telling women how they can be better women or how to be women than women are. This is the ultimate victory of the patriarchy.
Right, and transgender women are the ones. Transgender women are actually supporting straight men. They're actually making things better for straight men. Hold on, Brian. Hold on with the dumb stuff.
Listen. Stop it with the transgender.
Brian, go ahead.
Stop it with the transgender women. Enough.
Transgender women serve a legitimate purpose for society. And other than their own existing and enjoyment, they serve a good purpose and only a fool. I emphasize this.
You can't beat that.
Only a fool would
not
see that.
I show you how superior men are. They're better women than women.
Oh, my God.
Macho man, you.
Body, body, wanna feel my body, baby.
This listen, it's a game.
Brian, hold on. Because
don't blame me,
because
that is Marcus insanity. It wasn't
really
me that started this rage.
On a pedestal.
Don't blame me.
If I said a tyranny of women, Brian couldn't fill in the blank after. If I hold on.
Stop
if I said the tyranny of women, ellipsis,
there's
dot,
no
dot,
tyranny
dot.
Tyranny of women. You know,
a man like Brian could not fill in.
No,
now, Brian will bash women. He, like I say, he'll deep sewer dive
when
in a moment.
When was the last time that you actually sucked a woman's breast besides your mama breastfeeding you? When was the last time?
Now, Brian, see, you're being a complete asshole, right?
I'm not
okay,
being an asshole because
point.
If you're saying that women are so bad and it's tyranny and and you like transgender,
they're
I'm
so bad
that
a lot of men are leaving the country to find suitable mates.
No, not leaving them.
Hold on. I think that's pretty good evidence. That's
no,
pretty
it's
good
not,
evidence
it's
that men of all ethnicities are leaving the country. Admittedly, it's not a huge group of men, but it is significant.
Coming off
fact,
that you don't like women, do women...
Now, hold
women,
on. In fact, it's so significant, I heard...
Now, listen,
Brian. I heard several reports of the passport...
You're overcompensating this, Mr. Solution.
And, Brian, hold on a minute.
You don't like women that much.
Hold on.
Gay.
I'm disseminating information, not bullshit.
You'd be inseminating anything.
The passport office recently expressed that they were backlogged because so many people are getting passports. Now, I can't say correlation is causation, but there may be a lot to that in the men that are getting the passports because they're on social media. They're encouraging each other to leave these garbage women, garbage attitudes, I say, behind.
You are not meeting good women, and you are putting women in an absolute area that they're all bad. Men are leaving the country because American
Brian,
women
are
that
you are isolated
terrible.
And ignorant. You do not know
hey,
what the hell you're talking about.
I know what
you
the hell
you need
talking
to update and inform yourself on what's
you
going on.
You are afraid of them. You are afraid
Excuse
of women.
Excuse me? You broke up.
You
say it again.
You are a scared person. You think women
Wait a minute,
are like
now
a
what's your
show,
argument that
you?
I say to you, watch this now. We're going to look at this very carefully. When I say to you that men are leaving America and going to other countries, Thailand,
no,
Brazil, the West
no,
Indies, to find suitable mates
no,
who are
not.
Fit, feminine, and friendly, what do you
Both
say to that?
Both men cannot afford to get on an airline to go to Oxnard. When they're going to Bolivia, they're going to Chile to find a woman. And they're not citizens.
Hey, so you're saying it's not
say,
happening? Is
you
that your argument?
Do? They're not
wait
citizens.
Wait a minute. I'm asking you what your argument is, if you know.
My argument
are you
is
saying
that
men
are
not
men
doing
not
what I
the
said
US,
they're doing?
They're not listening. See, this is why you cannot get along with women, because you don't listen.
No. I don't need a lecture. Just go ahead and say what you're saying.
Them,
I am listening
you
now. You
listen.
Broke up.
This is why
you broke up.
You are,
repeat
that's
it.
Why they got pepper spray for you with your face on.
Okay, what
because
I'm
you,
saying is men are going to other countries to find fit, feminine,
they,
and
you
friendly
said that
women.
Four times.
What do you
they
say
are
to
not
that?
Going to other countries. Sarge didn't go to another country to find his wife.
Okay, let me say, okay, I see what you're doing. You're being stupid. You're talking out of
I'm
your
not,
You're talking out of your rec. You don't
I'm
know what the hell you're
record.
Talking about. Brian, what I encourage you to do, lazy ass on your computer, and just type in men leaving the country in search
really?
Of
you know what? You
in search of brides in foreign countries. Something
of a woman.
To that effect.
You should smell
because, see,
my
you're speaking totally
and you would
ignorantly.
Know the history of a woman.
You're speaking completely ignorantly. That's what I have to say to that. You're being a fool.
Towards women. You got to start.
Wait a minute. You're being a fool. You can't even answer the direct question.
Sex objects.
Well, okay. Women are sex objects just like men are success objects. Women are sex objects.
You
goddamn right. Men are success. Hold on. When a woman says, I want a man 6 feet, with a six-pack and earn six figures, that's
and
a success.
And a big penis. That's very important.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
Yeah, fine. But don't make a joke out of it. Let that bullet hit you with all the impact that it deserves. When women say they want men who are success objects, there's nothing wrong with men saying they want women that are fit, feminine, and friendly. That's a fair exchange, almost.
Almost. Yeah. Yep.
See, Brian, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're being a fool. You're being a brick, Brian. You're being a brick.
I love the scent of a woman. Hoo-ah!
Right, but I want you. I want you to update. You've been lazy, Brian, and that's not characteristic of you. You're mentally lazy. Get your ass on the internet, right? The World Wide Web, www.
I think I'm one
and
of the
search out. Just
around.
Type in men who are going to foreign countries in search of wives and girlfriends, and it's perfectly okay for
life.
Men to go to countries
life.
To date women
you
because dating women is
illicit. See, that's what you got to get your nose out of the book and get your lips into some pussy.
Okay, that would be your argument. That is a brilliant argument coming from the ilk of you.
That would be my argument.
Right, which is a nonsense argument. Find out what, and these are young men, by the way. These are younger men. I was listening to Catholic radio, as I often do.
I'm going to tell you something. Wait, don't talk. I love you, man. I do. And as a brother, and I love you as a brother.
That doesn't obviate the fact that you're ignorant as hell on this issue. I love you,
quit
too.
Quit ovulating and let me talk to you, retaining water. I'm trying to talk to you. Now, listen.
Well, what I would suggest you do, first of all, is get your lazy ass on your computer and just update yourself.
I'm not.
Inform yourself.
I know that's hard to do for a man
who knows and has everything, but you need a little bit of edumacation on this particular issue.
Edumacation? Stop it. Behave yourself. We don't have enough time.
Do you remember?
I want to play a game.
Making me think. Hold on. Do you remember Mr. Pianki?
Yes.
He had gotten a wife in Africa.
And he often gives me credit for encouraging him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got a bush woman. Okay.
Oh my.
Brian, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So I have a deep hatred and a love for you simultaneously. And
I know.
Sometimes,
it's so confusing. Just like with the Hulk,
I don't know which one is going to win at any particular time.
The green one. Bet on green.
You never know what's going to come out of that mouth.
I know.
I'm sorry, Melissa, repeat it. Brian spoke over
you.
Say it again, please.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
I don't think he knows either. I think it's a surprise to him just as it is to us.
Yeah. That's
true. We love it. I mean, Brian.
Are you guys
Brian
ready
is,
to play my game?
Yeah.
What the hell is
all
it?
All right. We're going to go on teams. Melissa versus Sarge in the beginning. Okay. You can't say anything, Mr. Solution. You can't say anything. This is Melissa versus Sarge. Ready, Sarge?
Is Sarge here?
I'm ready to hear. Let her lambast
me. Let's go. Ready
okay,
to rumble.
We're playing the game.
So.
Now, if I have to give you a clue, it starts off with, if you get the first clue, you get 5 points. But if you ask for another clue, it decreases and it goes to 3 points. And so on. The maximum you can ask for is 2 clues. Correct?
Okay.
Yavo.
All right.
Now we need to play the music. What is the host's name? Come on.
Winky Dink.
Yes.
You can call me Mr. Dink.
Yep. Hey, Dink.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Let me get the music. And we haven't played the music in a long time.
No.
Okay. I got to find it. I'm getting it right now. All right.
I think
this game.
From Hollywood Stars. Do you remember? Or Hollywood Squares?
Jeopardy music is what I'd like to hear. I like some Jeopardy music.
You like Jeopardy music? I haven't played that in a while. Okay, here we go.
Mr. Dick, Hollywood Squares.
These are foods that make you horny.
Oh.
That's the These are foods that make
this
you horny.
This is You Bet Your Ass.
There you go. And I will give
can
you
I
the
go,
first
can
clue
I go first?
To Farge.
No.
But if you ask for another
okay.
clue, you lose points.
Okay, I got
okay.
a food already.
These are foods that will help you to get aroused, your libido going. And they could also be vegetables and everything. You ready? Here we go, Sarge. Your first clue. Your first clue. Popeye.
Say that again.
Popeye.
Spinach.
There you go. There you go. Look at Sarge get on the board. 5 points.
I tell you, man, don't mess with me. I'm good at this.
All right, don't get eliminated in this round. Okay, Melissa, since you're female.
Can I answer one without a clue? I can answer one without a clue. I can answer one without a clue.
Oh, you could?
I can.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me get the bell. Let me
get your list.
Let me get my list. You can really go there. Are you sure you want to do that?
I'm positive. Let me say it right now. You know how excited I get when we play these games. Okay?
Okay. You tell me. Go ahead. Without a clue.
Oysters.
Damn,
oysters. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. She is absolutely correct. Oyster is correct.
I was
going to
say that, too.
Okay. Now we're tied.
Okay. Wait a minute. It's 5-5. It's 5-5.
And
all
they
right, here we go.
It
it's your turn, Sarge.
Yeah,
are you ready? I'm
going to
give you a clue in your next one. Here we go. The sea. The sea. The sea. S-E-A.
Okay. See. How much time am I?
You can ask for another clue.
Give me one more.
Okay. Wow, this is going to be a hard one. You would have to ask for one more. Because I can't describe without using the word. Swimming. These are foods or vegetables. Swimming.
And this is a food, right?
Food, yes. You have 4 points now.
Anemone?
Well, if I could pronounce that would be correct, but I can't.
Well, I said anemone.
Wrong. This goes to Melissa.
Okay.
If she gets this correct, she beats you, and she goes on to round two, and she plays Mr. Solutions. If she doesn't, she ties you, and you're still in the game. Are you ready, Melissa?
I'm ready. Can I have a clue, though, too?
Okay, your first clue. Your first clue. Sweet. Sweet.
So we've got sea, swimming.
Sweet.
sweet.
No. Don't forget about swimming and everything. There's a different category now. This is totally new.
Oh.
So you got a clean clue. Your first clue is sweet.
Give me another one.
Woo! You're going down to 4 points. Ooh.
It's okay.
Okay. Wonka.
Chocolate.
Yes, there you go. Chocolate. Well, Melissa took over. She moves to round two. Business Solution, we give you the parting gift.
Well, at least I was bested by a sweet woman.
Oh, thank you. Sweet.
Oh, that
how
is.
How sweet it is.
Good sport. Okay, Mr. Solution, are you ready to go against Melissa?
Sure.
We're still staying on food or vegetables. These are things that help your libido. Okay?
Well, it's an aphrodisiac, they call them. That's what it is.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we go. Here you go first, Mr. Solution. Okay.
And that's a Greek word. That's a Greek word. Just want to let you know. Okay, let's
what,
go.
What, libido or aphrodisiac?
Aphrodisiac?
Isn't that a Greek god? Isn't it that a Greek
no.
god? Aphrodisiac.
No.
Okay.
Keep going. Ask the question.
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready? Here you go. Cow, Mr. Solution. Cow.
Pass on that one. Do you have another one?
Okay.
Oh, at least take a stab at it.
Here we go. Damn, you're making me get creative about the clue here. Okay.
Wait. Back up a minute. If I understand
T-bone.
This correctly. What?
T-bone.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even hear that.
T-bone.
Did you say phone?
Oh,
like, go
T-bone.
Ahead. Say it again, Brian.
T-bone.
Get closer
T-bone.
To your mic.
Better T-bone.
Melissa, you guys spoke over each other.
Sorry.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
I'm going to kick your ass off the game show.
No,
you
spoke over Melissa. Or anyway,
all
go
right,
ahead.
Here's
say
your,
it again.
T-bone,
your
T-bone, T-bone, T-bone,
T-bone.
Steak?
Yes.
Now we got it.
Yes. There you go.
Not to be confused with a boner.
That's true. That's true. And have that T-boner.
Not to be confused.
Funny,
thank
that's
you.
Funny.
Okay. Let's
okay,
go.
Melissa,
let's go. I'm
he
ready.
Has 4 points.
I'm amped.
Go for. Yes.
I'm amped. Let's go.
Okay. Here you go. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. They're supposed to give me. Okay.
Oh God.
Well, I don't
Brian.
Have any more. Well, that's it. Oh,
wink,
okay.
Wink.
Here we go. Are you ready, Melissa? Remember. Okay. Vineyard.
Wine.
Oh.
Wow, she got it right off the bat. Wow, good work, Melissa.
But you
okay.
know, Brian knows that I'm a foodie, so this was kind of unfair.
Well,
no,
wait a minute, what
no.
about cow, except for a purse?
Are good.
I mean, what was cow, Brian?
Steak.
The clues are good.
Beef.
Now, here you go,
beef.
Mr. Solution. It's 5-4.
Oh,
you gotta
okay.
In the game. You got to get this to game, stay in the game. Okay.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I missed that one, honestly.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
The letter
Brian,
after
are you there?
S. The letter after S.
Okay. T.
The letter after S.
Did you say F or S?
S is in Sam. The letter after S is in Sam.
T. I said T.
Yeah, there you go, T. Good. Yes. T will help you.
Brian, you can't
place.
Hear.
Oh, my God. No.
I got to give him. I got to throw him a bone.
Mine.
I got to throw him a bone.
Yeah, throw him a bone.
Okay, Melissa. You got to get this
okay.
and you win. Are you ready?
Okay.
Well, give it to me, Brian.
Yeah.
Let me win. I'm just kidding.
You already did.
I don't think so.
You already
oh,
did.
No. I'm a competitive
little
soul.
You already got
the
good one.
Yep, let's
okay,
go.
Melissa,
let's go.
Wait a minute. We okay.
Oh,
geez, I'm gonna have to
Brian?
Change. Okay, here we go. All right. They have the same answers. Look like
oh,
the game's
geez.
Over. Looks like the oh. game's over.
This
I
is
know.
A good game, Brian. I like it. Let's go. Let's go.
I know. He gets into the game, Pat.
And then he stalls.
Okay, I'll give you one. I'll give you one. I'll give you one, okay? Okay, here you go.
I am
very
impotent unless you pull out of this.
Sound one. This is the sound one. You get this and you win, okay? Here we go. This first
game.
All right,
can we go? Go ahead.
It's going to be a sound. It's going to be a sound, but it's still the food or the vegetable that gets you horny, okay? So I'm going to give you a sound, okay, Melissa?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, my God. That's not. No.
The sound.
No.
Flatulence.
Yeah.
Melissa, that's your clue.
Yeah. That's the
sound.
But
how is
what
that mean? Sexy, Brian?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No. Beans.
What is
it? Is it beans?
No.
Come on.
That's not it. Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got two more.
Okay. That's not it.
All right, go ahead.
What is it?
Go ahead.
What is it?
Cabbage.
No.
Oh, my
oh.
God.
You got one more. It's a raspberry. It's a raspberry.
Oh, raspberry. Oh, well, that was a fart. That wasn't a raspberry.
That was
a raspberry. No, that wasn't a raspberry. Do another one.
I think Mr. Solution won.
What?
Oh, thank you. I couldn't have won against a better competitor. Thank you, Melissa.
We had some knockdown
right.
drag
out. Okay, let's see if you
here.
Get this. This
oh,
is, I'll give you the first clue. There's going to be two clues, okay?
Okay.
Melissa.
Okay.
Money. I'll give you two clues. Money. Money.
Mm-hmm.
And chocolate chip.
Huh. Money and
money
chocolate chip.
And chocolate chip.
I know that one.
Which
oh
one is it,
God.
Melissa? Solution?
You know what? I'm going to pass.
Cookie dough.
Oh, cookie dough. Okay. Hey,
wait, what about ice cream?
No.
I thought the ice cream. Cookie dough.
Okay, all right. That's good, too.
Yeah.
But that's considered sexy, chocolate chip cookies?
An aphrodisiac?
No. The cookie dough is aphrodisiac.
Really?
Here's
so?
One for you, Mr. Lucia. I mean, Mr. Sarge, here's one for you. Last one. Let's see if you catch this one. Here we go. You ready? I'm going to give you a long clue. You're running behind. You need to. You're running behind. You need to. You're running behind. You need to. Sarge. Oh,
he
I'm
may
sorry.
Be on
when you're running. When you're
I
running
guess
behind.
Okay.
Catch
either
up?
One of you two get it. You're running behind. You need
oh.
to. You need to
yeah.
catch up.
There
yeah.
you go. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Wait a minute. Who got it, Brian?
You did.
Very good.
Oh, okay. But how is ketchup an aphrodisiac?
You need to catch up.
Tomato?
Ketchup aphrodisiac.
Or was that? Oh, no.
Yeah.
I never heard that, but okay, ketchup is an aphrodisiac. Okay, let's see.
It
okay.
says here.
I heard
okay,
dark chocolate
why?
Is an
okay,
aphrodisiac. Oh, and Melissa,
yep.
I think it's the zinc in the oysters.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
It could be.
Yeah. I have to tell everybody, anybody that loves salad, I found this dressing at Trader Joe's. It's, what is it? Green Goddess. Grab some. And it's only $4
a bottle. Do you consume raw oysters?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous. That sounds dangerous.
Oh, man.
No, that sounds dangerous.
With lemon juice or...
Wait a minute, say it again. With lemon juice or what?
With lemon juice or Tabasco. And you slide
it just
down.
Right out of the shell?
Yeah, it can be a very dangerous thing to do. They can have food poisoning.
It's almost dangerous. Would you eat a puffer fish?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
A what fish? A puffer fish? No, that's one of the most dangerous fish around. Isn't it from China?
Japan.
Is it from Japan? Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Yes.
Hell no.
Oysters are known to be carriers.
If they're prepared properly, yes. Oh, okay. If they're prepared properly or if they are grown in an aquarium, because the fish in the wild, it's the bacteria, it's the algae that they consume that leaches out the poison that becomes concentrated in the fish and that will surely cause your demise. But if they're grown, if they're farmed, then of course the same danger is not present because they don't feed them.
Yeah, I'm not
the
willing to take that
algae.
Risk. I mean, I have been to restaurants and the food was not the best, and I got a stomach.
Well,
problem.
Okay, not if they're farm grown and not if they're prepared by an expert. Those people have to go through years of training in order to prepare that properly.
The human error is too prevalent in my head that he has a bad day.
It will never happen. There are plenty of backups, but I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't consume it either, even prepared by an expert. It's just not worth it. They say only your lips will get a little
fish?
Numb.
Pufferfish.
Pufferfish.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I know about that one. Yeah.
There are different breeds of pufferfish now, but the one that's deadly is the one that it requires years of training in order to properly prepare.
I knew a guy used to eat that, and the reason he did it was because he literally wanted to challenge death. That gave him a kick. I don't know why, but that was it for him.
Well,
If he would eat the poison one without it being properly prepared,
take you out in a heartbeat, literally.
Yep.
It will. That's what I was going to say about George Michael, Brian. You brought him up yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I have little sympathy for people like
that.
Yeah, well, okay, yes. But see, he was at the level, and the thing you mentioned, George Michael, Michael Jackson, I think you mentioned Prince, and notice the common denominator with all those individuals' demise, drugs. They said that Michael Jackson had become immune to an amount of propofol that would anesthetize an elephant.
Could be. I wouldn't doubt it.
Prince was in essence disabled.
Have you ever had propofol?
Let me just finish. No, they gave me something different. I had just a little outpatient surgery years ago.
I'm telling you, I did ask for
propofol though.
Yeah, I could understand how he got addicted. My God.
It's some good stuff, isn't it? Oh, man.
That stuff really put you under?
The anesthesia?
Well,
oh, my.
It's the best sleep of your life.
It is. I concur fully.
I didn't think I could go under that quick, but when they gave me that, it's like you wake up, it's like, oh, don't wake me up. Oh, that was the best sleep I ever had. Oh.
It was beautiful, but now going back to George Michael, and same thing with Michael Jackson, and maybe to a lesser extent, Prince, is that, man, they had the money to get counseling, professional, in-depth, you know, long-term, if they needed counseling. Now, George Michael was in a, didn't you say he was in a public restroom in Beverly Hills masturbating?
You know, if you look at his videos.
No. George Michael, from what I understand.
He was in a public restroom masturbating.
He was in California. And I think
that it
was
Beverly
Hills.
It was Beverly Hills.
It a homosexual hangout?
Yes. I know that park quite well. It's a beautiful park.
It was a homosexual.
I'm not surprised, but go ahead, Brian.
So I don't think he was in there doing anything that he thought wasn't okay.
Well, he was in there by himself or with someone else?
And he was masturbating. So when people were
you broke off. Was he by himself or with someone else?
Yes. Well, I mean, people came in and they reported him. That's how he got caught. But that's what he would do.
But see, that is like attention or something along that order?
Well, when the gays left the bathhouse in the 80s, they left the bathhouses. They moved to the parks. I mean, this is not unusual for gay men to go to a city park in a restroom.
Right.
It was not unusual. In fact, they used to meet there. They used to have a lot of gay men used to meet at parks like that. You know, right, Melissa?
Yeah.
Now, are these special restrooms? I mean, it just doesn't sound
quite
reasonable.
Gay people will know. Gay people will know that you're there and you meet at the park and you do your thing. So they move
to
the
kind of bare bones facilities. I mean, there's usually not even hot water in those.
Sarge might have known about that, what kind of activity is going on as a cop, right, Sarge? Have you had a lot of calls for men in the public restroom, gay men in restrooms, indecent exposure? He might have had some. So I think that's what
Well, you know, like I say, if you think about it, that is a terrible way to go down because – you know, from the lofty heights. I don't like a lot of his music. In fact, I don't like most of his music. I'm a music critic connoisseur of sorts. And the Careless Whisper, I think you said it had reached 1 billion views. Let me ask you this, Brian. Allow me to ask you this. On YouTube, do people get money both for sponsors and views, or is it just for sponsors?
Well, you guys, I've got the story. Do we all
Brian,
call
are you there?
Yes.
Did you hear my question?
I heard Melissa says she has a story, but go ahead. What was your question?
Thank you. My question was on YouTube, do the people get, are they monetized for the views and the sponsors, or just the sponsors?
You know what? I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't know.
Because see, you mentioned
a billion
views, a billion with the B. You said that song, Careless Whisper.
I think it is the views, but I don't know if they have an affiliate program. But I think it is the views. I think it is. You have to get over 500,000 views or something before you start monetizing. I think they changed.
No. It has to do with subscribers.
Oh, okay.
Don't count in terms of monetization?
They help. They help.
Okay, I thought so, yeah.
To be monetized, you have to have 1,000 subs.
And 1,000 subs?
Yes.
Oh, do you have one, Melissa? Are you going to get a channel?
No, I have it. Everybody's got a channel that goes on there basically if you want to comment, but I've never been a content creator, and I've had an account since 2011, so I've been on there quite a while.
Right, but are you monetized?
No, because I only have like 56 followers, and I don't even know why they followed me. I don't even know why, because I don't create anything.
You're exciting.
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. I'll look it up. What's your tag?
I hate to say it publicly.
Oh, okay.
Because
all
I've had some problems with.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Yeah, the you know what? I think YouTube, obviously they did a brilliant thing. They bought that. I think Google bought YouTube. And
yes,
I follow a lot of people. Yeah. I'll just say this name. There's a guy called, I believe it's Farmcraft 101. I like watching him because this guy, I like to watch people who repair things, who build and repair. Heavy equipment, I love watching that. Construction, that kind of stuff. So this guy has a farm somewhere. It's somewhere where it gets cold and it snows. And he does a lot. He has a tractor, an excavator, a dump truck. I watch him change the clutch on his dump truck. And I enjoy – that's very relaxing. He reminds me a little bit of Sarge. Sarge does some of that. But, it brings out a lot of talent that is otherwise hidden. I enjoy it thoroughly.
I watch a channel.
Yeah, I love those kind of things, man. I'm telling you, like, especially when you got to work on some large machinery, like a truck. Like when I had my auto repair shop in Chicago, me and my partner, we rebuilt a World War II M3A1 half track, and it was a lot of work. But it was really challenging because we had to do a lot of restoration on it.
Yeah, this guy does this. This guy has his own sawmill, which is nothing but a huge saw that's on a sliding scale, as it were. And this guy, he harvests his own trees, right? And he has a kiln. He harvests his trees. He cuts them. It's really a relatively simple process. I mean, he raises cows. He has those, I don't know if they're Angus cows, but they're black. They are a special breed of cows. And, you know, he fixes fences. He builds on additions to his workshop. This guy is just absolutely brilliant. I'm going to say it next time. I want to say Farmcraft. Well, just say this. I bought a new excavator. And he's like Farmcraft 101, something of that sort. But
yeah,
I think you'll enjoy it when
you
find it.
Man, I love watching them guys improvise and overcome the challenges they have to do without a lot of really advanced technology to do it. It's great.
He gets into solar power. This guy can wire, you know, he's an electrician. He's pretty much a jack of all trades, you know. And like I say, I watched him, the jack he had, the transmission jack, the transmission out of this dump truck weighed about 500 pounds. But his jack was supposed to be able to carry 800. So he beefed it up. You know, obviously he welds, all the tools that one would have on a farm to make it viable. And he beefs up things. He improves on things like the dump truck, the excavator shovel. You know, he welded on new metal. It's fun to watch. Let's just say it that it's very. Now he doesn't do any farming. I think he cuts his own hay, but he doesn't do any farming per se. But he definitely is busy. Oh, one other thing he did. He just sank a 500-gallon propane tank. He explained how to do that, right? And he was joking about measuring his wife because some people saw him digging this deep hole and they said, oh, that's to bury your wife in. And he played out on that, you know, sneaking up behind her with the tape measure. And but he's kind of funny, too. He's entertaining. And he gets a lot of views.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
he built a pond. Now that I think of it, he built a a large pond on his land. So, and he has timber. Like I say, he harvests his timber and makes his own lumber. So it's wonderful.
That sounds cool.
Now, see, I have a very small, but I have power tools, right? For example, the saws and stuff like that. And I had a tree fall a while back, months ago, and I only have this small Echo saw, power saw. But I was able to cut this huge log up. I had to improvise, but I was able to manage it to cut it in smaller chunks. Now, I don't have a chipper. He has a chipper that he runs off of his tractor. So it's inspirational. It's very inspirational as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's good. YouTube is great for a lot of things.
Now your husband isn't he a construction guy? He owns a construction company?
He's a Finnish carpenter, which you know what that
is.
Oh,
that's a great skill. Oh,
that's
a great skill.
Yeah, that's a different end of it. Yeah.
Yeah, he could probably, I was thinking he could probably build the hot tub. Do you want it above ground or below ground? Or does it matter?
Above ground. I just want it on my deck, you know? He's not going to do that.
Don't underestimate your persuasive abilities, Melissa.
I have to tell him. Brian knows that he just finished being on a TV show, which is kind of cool.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say which one. For these houses that get restored.
Wait a minute, say it again?
For houses that get restored.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch This Old House. I don't know.
Bingo.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's still on, by the way.
Yeah.
But, Melissa, ask you guys if you attend any other channels. And, you know, I surf. I go on lots of other channels. Don't let Brian hear me say that. But since you just stay here, and a lot of people do that, they only come on one show. Well, you won't meet these other characters because they aren't likely to come on a show like this. Excuse me?
Why? Why wouldn't they?
Well, it's just a different genre, you know.
Yeah.
I know people who are on various shows, and that's their boundary. They don't venture out to other shows.
I guess I used to. More so than I have in quite a few years.
Right. Well, you know, there's a certain amount of acceptance. Some shows will treat you badly. I usually get really good treatment. In fact, there's a show that asked me to come on and do some financial tutoring. So I'm going to do that. Mostly I'm going to recommend books and just do a little bit of motivational speaking. And then get the audience participation, because you know with finances, really they're highly unique. It's up to the person, but you know about becoming your own bank, your own insurance company, using the words indemnify. Certainly is a good term, and fiduciary and indemnify are two really good terms. Dealing with professionals, and just kind of share that because a lot of people are in deep financial straits now because of the downturn of the economy, and we may be in this situation for I don't know anywhere from 5 to 8 years going forward, and it's getting worse, especially with all the business closures.
Crazy,
I mean, even Home Depot haven't closed any locations yet.
Well,
but there is, you know, Amazon has closed a lot of stores.
People are hiring like crazy, though.
Yeah, they are.
No, who's hiring?
In California, you drive down the street and you see so many help wanted signs.
Yep.
Restaurants are hiring.
Same
stores
here.
Are hiring.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable how many people are hiring.
Well, that's good, but I'm going to estimate, I listen to these economists, and that's a very small percentage compared to the labor. And, you know, that's a recent shift, because if you go back, 6, maybe 9 months ago, people were buying homes unseen, sight unseen, and they were paying the asking price and above. Now, that has taken a downturn. The same thing with cars. You know, used cars were selling for a premium. Now, now cars, a lot of people are underwater on their cars, lots of cars. And banks are having problems because people aren't paying their loans, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
So it seems like we're in deep trouble. I love finances. I mean,
We're never that bad. I mean, it's not going to be like the Depression and people jumping out of the window. We have safeguards now. We have guardrails. All right. Hey, you guys.
Well, you would like to think so, Brian, but
not
necessarily.
Mr. Solution, did you used to live in California? Why did you get the impression you were at California at one time? Were you in California?
I'm sorry. Yes, at one time. Why was I what? I'm sorry.
So where do you live now? Are you on the East Coast?
Well, Brian, you know I was trying to get away from you. I didn't want you showing up on my doorstep and asking for dinner.
You know you love me. Quit trying to fight it. Quit trying to fight
your
love for me.
Even though, Brian, I would have bought you dinner at any time.
You said you'd punch him in the face.
I know.
That's just theatrics. Come on.
I know.
I'm a thespian, too. Brian is a thespian. All of us are actors in this particular arena. We're pretty good, by the way.
Remember when
we're auto-entertaining.
I was so upset? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said that to Brian once, and he got really upset with me. But then he understood
Because I didn't understand it. I took it as, I'm not serious. You don't know who I am. I'm just acting with you. I'm just playing with you. And I was really real with you. But I didn't understand the context at that time, Melissa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What was it you didn't understand precisely? You guys broke up.
She said the same thing you just said. We're play acting or we're playing a role, basically.
Well, we have to. That's one of the things I tell women so often is
when you're talking on the phone with somebody, you make the connection as a friend, and I took it the wrong way that she was just playing the role and playing the role of my friend and playing the role of this, and she wasn't.
Right.
Really, it wasn't true. It's like, I mean, I'm up here divulging personal information, and I'm hearing somebody says, we're just playing a role. I took it the wrong way. And
See. Okay. I see. No, but go ahead. Had you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're speaking, see, this is the thing. People will say, you don't know me. Like, when one has had extensive conversations with another person, and maybe at a point of contention, they'll say, well, you don't know me. Well, see, oftentimes they don't know what it means to know someone, and they don't know themselves very well either. Unless one is a pathological liar, a congenital liar, like a sociopath or a psychopath. One gets to know a lot about a person when they speak. That's the reason any good attorney will tell you don't say anything to the police because it's adversarial, especially if it involves a criminal situation. But you don't say anything because it's harder to convict a person who doesn't reveal anything. However, when one starts to speak, a lot is revealed. I've said to women have said to me, well, I don't know you. I said, well, hell, you haven't been listening. And some people will say, like, for example, if I recommend a book or something like that, they'll say, well, that's not you. But I said, but that is me. I'm recommending the book because I believe something about the book. Or I accept the book. So, see, a lot of people just don't know the art of interpretation.
And on that note, I got to send you guys on your Friday night.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Okay, Brian, appreciate you so much. Glad you are cancer-free. And maybe share some of the particulars about how to stay cancer-free. That would be good to know. We all are an open book, Brian, that must be read.
I had to have surgery to become cancer-free. I didn't take any special nuts or diet or anything. I did the old-fashioned way. Get it out my body. Get it out.
But you're going to have a good nutritional source in order to stay cancer-free.
He didn't give me
correct?
One. They just took my shit and get the hell out.
And then threw your ass
on
along.
Wait,
wait a minute, Brian. They did that, and then they threw your ass a large bill.
They threw my ass out. Get out of here. You're stinking up the joint.
All right, Brian. Well, look, God bless. You guys have a great, great weekend, and we'll meet here again.
Thank you. Take care, Mr. Solution.
Have
be
a great
safe,
weekend,
Sarge.
Everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Careful.
Twice as usual. Melissa, it's been a ball. We got to do this again.
Amen, Sarge.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.